It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on a promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers, we stay on some new shit, listen real close, kudos to the host, I propose a toast, the history, it's really about to happen, we really make moves, y'all stick to rapping, respect is in order, the border been crossed, got the UK spitting them long distance balls, we show love, and y'all show love back, 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max, we do that on the regular, shit don't change, every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane, help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, what's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome to Air It Out Radio. I am that chick fire. What up, streets? Here's what it is. Another Monday, 10 to 1. You know, y'all can always hit up the website. In case y'all don't know, like I said, I'm that chick fire. Hit up the website, airitoutradio.net, or if you want to talk, you can always hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1, especially the newbies that's calling in, the virgins. All right. You can also text me if you want to, leave some comments or whatever. You can tweet me at Air It Out Radio and Facebook me at Air It Out Radio. All right. Just to let y'all know, there's different ways to communicate through the show. You know, mostly everybody communicates through Twitter. I'm not going to lie. So, in case you do not know, that's Air It Out Radio. And, you know, we're going to have a good show tonight. So let me get into some Air It Out info that you might need to know or you might want to know. All right. Shout out to everybody that came to the Backstage 2.0 promo event at Black & Nobel, first of all. It was a nice event. About, you know, give or take, like, I don't know, maybe like 60, 70 people there. I don't know, in and out. All right, so shout out to Black & Nobel for having us there. It was a nice event. For those that don't know, Backstage 2.0 is on Thursday night, 1 to 3, with me and Ricky Knight and DJ Wait a Minute. All right, on 91.7. Let's see. All right, back to the Air It Out joint. All right, so Air It Out Radio will be hosting TGIF karaoke on City Line Avenue in Philadelphia, and that's from 8 to 10. All right, and in case y'all don't know, yes, I know Thursday night I do go in Backstage 2.0. So listen, I'm going to be there at 8 and out of there by 10 and then back at Backstage 2.0 at 1. I know it's crazy, but it is what it is, all right? So that's April 19th, all right? Y'all can come out there, do some karaoke. The lines are nuts. I'm not going to lie to you. It'll be a line trying to do karaoke, so... If y'all interested in that, please come through. Bring your family, bring your friends. You know, this is TGIF, so, you know, you can bring your people out and have a good time. Like, you know, it's a good event. Anyway, like I said, I'll be hosting that and have some videotape going on. Videotape all y'all drunk heads coming out there to perform. I actually might sing a little something, so you never know. Like, it's going down. It's going down. I'm going to have some TGIF giveaways, some gift cards and stuff like that. Actually, I might give away one tonight. I'm feeling exciting. I'm happy tonight. So I might give away one tonight. All right, who knows? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. All right, caller number 10. All right, we're going to give away that. So let me write that down. Caller number 10. All right. And we're going to go from here. Now, mind you, I do not have no control over who's calling. If y'all drop or whatever the case is, then it is what it is. We go to the next person. Okay, we'll lose your spot. Shout out to Young Nye. He won last time we did the drawing. So, shout out to him. All right, so another Air It Out news is the Air It Out Inbox Radio Rock and Jock First Annual Basketball Showcase event. If you want to perform at this event on April 28th from 3 to 6, I'm going to be tweeting the information that you have to do to perform, okay? It's kind of like Air It Out Radio, but it just has a basketball game going on in the process, okay? So if y'all interested, please do that. And all you got to do is tweet. Some of y'all a little lazy because I got to do some fucking work. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what it is, okay? Everything ain't always simple and plain, all right? So if not, y'all don't want to perform, just want to come out and show some love. It's cool. It's $5 to get in. All right, like I said, I'll post the info during the show, like during one of my breaks, and put it up there so y'all can get to that. All right, and June 8th, all right, it goes down another Air It Out Villa Tour Round 4, bitches. Yes! Woo! It's going down. So, like I said, that's going to be crazy. I can't wait for that. And I'm really excited about that. So make sure y'all, you know, it's going to be 1 to 3. It's going to be on a Saturday. All right. And it's going to be on Germantown Road. So I'm really excited about that. I'll give you the. Throughout the show, I'll be giving that to you. So stay tuned for that. And Underground Finest, the magazine, I'm going to be starting that really soon. I'm actually working on it now. So Underground Finest is a magazine. It's going to be all underground artists in there, all underground. No Rick Ross, no nobody that's signed is going to be in this magazine. All right, so all underground artists, you know, pretty much from Air It Out and Backcave 2.0 or Backcave Radio itself in general. So look out for that. Anybody want parts of that? This is not going to be a free thing. I'm telling y'all right now, it's going to be real reasonable rates, but it's not going to be free. It's going to be an online thing. So definitely, you know, pay attention to that and look out for more details on that. I'm really excited about that. I've been working hard on it throughout the week. So, you know, definitely look out for that. All right. What else I got to tell y'all? Okay. So tonight's topic is, right, I don't know if y'all seen the YouTube clip that I posted on Twitter and on Facebook. All right, they have this pink slime that they call meat, a.k.a. meat, all right, that the kids are eating. Actually, you probably ate it when you were growing up. They probably have been doing this for a very long time. God knows how long. But anyway, it's called pink slime. And it's pretty much like trimming of all the little parts that they don't want, okay, and then grind it all up. They split it, they take it, and then they, you know, pretty much clean it with ammonia, so, you know, it kills all the germs and bacteria, E. coli and all that stuff. They drain it, and then they serve it to you, okay? Make hamburgers, tacos, whatever the case is. So, you know, the USDA is actually approving this. They said it's safe for the kids, and actually it's in your grocery stores right now, ladies and gentlemen, okay, for those that don't know. So I'm asking you right now, because we did not know this before. I'm sure a lot of us didn't know. Okay, now that it's out and about, do you think that they should serve it now? To the kids, to us, you know, do you think it's cool? I mean, I'm quite sure you don't, but some may say, hey, they've been doing it all this time. Fucking we ain't died. You know, let it rock. Or do you feel like, look, we know about it. They need to pull it. You know, shit ain't cool. It is, you know, it is what it is. It's not cool. Let's pull it. So, and would it make you change your habit? And I know there's some vegans on the line. I know there's some people that don't even eat meat. But at the end of the day, you know, just hypothetically speak, okay? All right? This is a hypothetical question for those that do not eat meat, all right? So just go along with it. All right, so anyway, Air It Out Radio with Electric Fire. In case y'all do not know, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. For those that don't know, make sure you press 1 if you want to talk. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. I see Ebernas. I see some Machete King. I see Dante Diesel. You know, I'm going to get to y'all. Y'all got to be patient. And there's a couple newbies on here that I see that are calling from the 215. Shout out to Jersey, of course. You already know that's my home state. So, sorry, guys. You know, I got to show love. But anyway, let me see. I think that's all I really wanted to talk to y'all about. So, anyway, Tuesday night, I got to get my promo in for PGIF, so they're going to kill me. Tuesday night, the kids can eat free with the purchase of an adult entree, okay? You're going to hear a lot of more about the PGIF promo. I got to include that in here. So, listen, hit me up, too, if y'all have any ideas for Air It Out Radio, because I'm always open-minded, any ways to make it better. You know, like, I think that's what companies do whenever they want to try to improve. They, you know, ask the clients what they think and what they should do to improve. So don't hit me up on a damn show and tell me. Hit me up. I'm sure y'all got my phone number or inbox me or whatever the case is. I'm open-minded. So hit me up after the show or while you're on the show now, inbox me or whatever the case is, or text me and let me know. All right? You can always comment through your, like I said, through Twitter and let me know what's going on and y'all teams during the show. Please do not disrespect nobody. All right? Like, I don't really do that shit. Shout out to Ms. Leslie. I see you listening. Okay, that's what's up, baby. All right, so, like I said, you can always Twitter me or Facebook me. I'm really on Twitter right now more so. I'm not keep that real with you because it's right here in my face. I got two computers running right now, but and I got the texts going on. Shout out to the guy. Shout out to Blaine Ryan. And I'm going to do my shout outs throughout the show. So shout out to everybody that hit me up on Twitter. And I'll be throwing them out. Shout out to Danny, man. I met him. All right, okay, I'll see you. And, all right, like I said, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on. I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, and I am talking to you. Make sure you speak up loud and clear. Do not ask a question, okay? It's just a question. Don't get too deep into it. You're only on for a short period of time. Do not waste your time. When I go like this, those are hits, ladies and gentlemen. That means you're taking too fucking long. All right, get to it. Let's go. Don't waste too much time on it. Yes or no. Blah, blah, blah. And keep it moving. Anyway, my promo is this. Okay? Don't focus on the question too long, all right? That's how to start you coming on and promoting and networking. That's what we're doing. But the question is just, you know, for people to get to know how you are and your opinion and your comments, all right? Who's stuck on the question? If you get too stuck on it and your time too much up, it ain't going to really let you promote yourself. So at the end of the day, you know, keep it moving. I love anybody, but it is what it is. All right, last 4 digits of your phone number. Talking to you, 941. Yo, what's the deal?
You need to fix that shit. Cause right now, your shit is fucking off. You start to cut in and out at certain points.
You know that's
blocked. I know it's blocked. I know. But for those who don't know, damn it, this is Nightcrawler. Outside of that, I don't know what else to tell you. As far as your question is concerned, I don't know jack shit about that, so we just going to go on ahead and bypass that question.
No. We're not avoiding my question. This is my show. We do it.
I don't know shit about it. What can I comment on?
I just gave you a rundown of it. They is meat. It's meat that they have from all different parts of the cow. They trim, they cut it up, They put ammonia in it, clean it, and then they serve it. You probably ate it when you was a kid. Hamburgers, tacos in school. So my question to you is, you know that now, so do you still think that it's cool to still serve it, or are you saying, look, now nah, pull it? Okay? The USDA is saying it's safe. That's why it's been served all this time. And it's in your grocery store right now.
The USDA full of shit any damn way. They've been saying shit has been safe. It's been killing motherfuckers. So I really don't trust any damn thing that they say, period. How about that, Jeff? Secondly, I still don't know jack shit about it. So,
oh, God. Well, you might want to check the Twitter out. check the Twitter out, and it's a video on it, and then you educate yourself on that. And then, but anyway, what's going on with you, music wise?
Shit, man. I mean, networking, of course. Still, you know, putting together pieces of, you know what I'm saying, the up and coming mixtape with me and crew, you know, meeting of like minds. I'm actually working on my actual solo album, finally, you know. Got a couple joints I'm dropping off on that, and I'm still playing with some things. I damn near killed myself, so, you know, if I slowed down for a hot minute, it's only because I was damn near about to pass out of here, so, you know, I had to slow down for a minute. But outside of that, just grinding, still grinding, still grinding. I'm still kicking, damn it.
Well, y'all motherfuckers who hate on me and wanted me to go,
I ain't gone yet, damn it.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so you got any shows or whatever?
No, actually, I ain't been doing no shows, man. I'm slowing down a whole lot on that for a minute. I'm focusing on actually just getting the products done that I'm actually engaged in at the moment. So I want to get that shit done, and then we look at other aspects as far as where we're going to try to set up some shows at, this, that, and the other. Once again, like I said, I'm going to come to Philly first. I'm going to come to Philly first, man. But
okay.
Got to take care of business first.
Well, we can't wait for it. We can't wait for it. So, all right. So, what song are we getting into tonight?
Well, you did get the new joint, right? The Go-Getter.
What new joint? The Go-Getter?
Okay. Yeah.
Did I give you an email?
Yeah, because remember we had the little issue with your email or whatever the case is. Yours, mine, whoever's. So I had to send it to the other one. So I guess you didn't get that shit, so I'll plug it. shit, I don't know, man. You just toss up, so. Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You want to talk? What about murder?
Hey, you want to throw that out there? Throw it up.
Give me your info. Give me your info.
You can have me Nightcrawler on Twitter or Nightcrawler.com. If you don't know how to spell it by now, kill yourself.
Oh, my God. In case y'all don't know, I'll tweet it on Facebook so y'all can get the info, because some people don't know how to spell it.
All right, so Nightcrawler Murder, baby. Shots fired. Yo, this nigga's getting hit. Came to a battle with that written and called it that dome spit. He think he nice, I googled his lame hit. Man, no shit is bad, now wonder I smell shit. Quit making jacks, keep riding them love songs. My pen is murderous, my pad is manson. And you don't want it, bitch nigga, you just an act. Lyrically, I fucking murk you face up, you get your head cracked. MJ, you fake, now wonder your shit stop. Did a song with Bobby B and he still couldn't make you hot. You couldn't beat me no shape, form, or fashion. MJ is more pussy than the one who fucking had him. But you're hard when it comes to your rhymes. I spit venom when I speak, you borrow your man's lines. Use a hoe, girly man in fatigues. I run with real true niggas, you in the Cub Scout League. So what it do, pussy nigga, you don't wanna go to war. We can do this all night, you ain't gotta ask for. So what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do. MJ say he great, yeah great, for swagger jacking. My rhymes the monster was there, causing his lung collapsing. He ain't more by any means, and I see he's got a practice. I'll piss on what he spits. That flip up just like a mattress. I'll kill this boy career. Someone had better get this fool. Your sweet friends are trash. No one has even heard of you. And everything you spit is ass. But that's what bitches do. By the time it's said and done,
I fall like I'll be the end of you.
I'm no fuck.
is Johnny, that's what MJ's for. I'm nice when dropping lyrics and sick with verbal spit. The only great thing about you is the way you suck a dick. You little fruity booty nigga, need to change up a fashion. You might get much further with switching that cross-dressing. My wordplay's phenomenal, till I drop I never lack. You bitch made nigga, take a dick up in your ass.
What it do, pussy nigga, you don't wanna go to war. We can do this all night, you ain't gotta ask for. So what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do.
I'm known for controversy, which means I'll murk you fool. In is where I'm going, that's something you're not accustomed to. You love dick riding, but dude, come on, your shit ain't tight. Born with two organs, MJ's a fucking hermaphrodite. Damn, one of the boys of his mom sold up his clip. But no matter how you spicy, a bitch is still a bitch. Fear, I never know, but man, I fucking swear. This nigga is more a boo-boo than Yogi the fucking bear. He's a dog with no teeth, all bark and no bite. Lyrically, this you can't see me and really don't wanna fight. Better find your ass a job, maybe something that's drawing pitching or hope. I find another to focus my damn attention. Anger is what I'm spewing, this ain't no simple diss. The game is what you're leaving, you truly will not be missed. Pick your battles better, maybe someone that you can diss. I reiterate these words, and Jay, you're still a bitch.
So what it do, pussy nigga, you don't wanna go to war. We can do this all night, you ain't gotta ask for. So what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do. What it do, pussy nigga, you don't wanna go to war. We can do this all night, you ain't gotta ask for. So what it do.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Nightcrawler. I just posted his information, so if y'all want to hit him up and, you know, collab with him on whatever Keith is, definitely do that as well. And I just posted the Air It Out Radio and Vox showcase at the Vodka Chop joint. Okay, so if y'all want info on that, it's on there. Please follow me on Twitter at Air It Out Radio in case y'all do not know. And let's see, we're going to keep it moving and keep it moving and keep it moving. All right, if y'all want to send me some beats in, make sure y'all send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. I kind of like them fast beats, though, because, you know, it's late at night and I don't want it to be too slow and, like, you know. So I'm trying to, I'm gonna speed up a little bit with the beats or whatever, but, anyway, like I said, if y'all want to send me some beats, y'all want to send me some drops, it's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the ITS. It's very important. If you want to send me some tracks, it's airitoutradio@gmail.com, too. All right? And make sure it's MP3. I don't do the links. I'll send you a nice little email. Yes, Nightcrawler, I do remember me having the issues with that. I'm going to try to look for it again, okay? So, you know, try to make everybody happy over here. So anyway, we're going to keep it moving. I'll call you last for the digit of your phone number, and I am talking to you. And make sure you speak up loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? If you're tired, call back another Monday. It's cool. Like, you know, it's not a problem. So we'll hit the lines up again, like I see it. And we're going to go to 6330 Air It Out Radio. That's you.
What's going on, Fi?
What's going on? Who's this?
What's good? It's good. It's your boy, NG.
NG.
What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on?
Man, I'm chill. I'm headed down. You know what I mean? Do what I do. But, you know, I always take a minute to holler at my girl.
I know where you at.
You know where I'm at.
I can't believe you would go on. You know what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not much.
You know.
Yo, that Black and Noble. Black and Noble thing was definitely hot.
Yeah, it was nice, right? I thought it was decent. You know?
Yeah.
Nice little pile.
Yeah, definitely. Had hairy ass on Smash.
Yeah, it was a lot of people there. I was really surprised. So, you know, definitely came out in support, so that's a good thing. So I was mad that you didn't perform. I just knew you was.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was a little mad too, but I got to get there early, that's all.
Yeah, okay. So tonight's topic is, I don't know if you was listening or not, but you know about the pink slime. I don't know if you saw the video. Yeah, so what do you think about it?
All right, real quick. I was thinking, like, it was this chick, right, I was going to get at, and, you know what I mean, I found out she had something or whatever. Even though I was going to strap up, I still decided, you know what I mean, she got something, I ain't going in. So it's one thing to eat the meat when you don't know what's going on, but when you find out, it's another thing. So I definitely doubt that I'm going to be eating it again.
The funny part about it is that they're saying that they're going to try to start legal, you know, they're going to try. They're trying to force them to label it and let them know how much is going to be in it, you know, but it's pretty much in all the meat. I think except for, like, you know, of course, the vegan or whatever, but, you know, so, yeah, it's a little messy.
I mean, I put enough junk in my body as it is, you know what I mean?
I know, that's how I feel. I do eat a lot of nasty stuff, too, so, yeah. Oh, wow. So,
but yeah, okay, that's how I feel.
Nah, that's cool. So, what you got going on music-wise? I know, you know, you did the Black and Nobel. You came through, but you ain't performed. What else you got going on?
Well, first of all, y'all can catch me at the Rock and Jock on the 28th. So I'm definitely going to be performing there. So, come holler at me there. You know what I mean? But as far as that, you know, I'm just pushing my single. I'm staying, you know what I mean? I'm staying strong with that one single. One thing is doing good. A lot of people picking it up. A lot of stations picking it up. A lot of clubs is grabbing it. So, you know, I'm going in with that. My mixtape coming up soon, Forever Young. Definitely check that out. I mean, I'm open for a couple features. So, anybody want to holler at me, I am your boy NG at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me or whatever. I'm definitely open for collabs. And I'm just pushing my singles, man. That's it. You know, I got the other single coming out soon, Money in the Way. I'm just staying busy and just doing shows as much as I can. You know what I mean?
Now, you said it's called Money in the Way?
Yeah. My second single is crazy because I ain't even dropped that yet, and a lot of DJs playing it already. I'm like, chill, I'm still on the one thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, Money in the Way, a lot of people feeling that, so I'm definitely going to be dropping that soon.
Okay, Money in the Way. I don't want money to be in the way. I need that money for something. I need it.
When you hear my song, you're going to want your money in the way. Well, you already heard it. I heard it here. You premiered it, so.
Okay. So, alright, so you're doing the Air It Out on the 28th. Got that joint coming out and Money in the Way. So, alright. So that's what we playing tonight.
Yeah, we gonna get into Money in the Way, cause you know that's the joint I'm gonna be dropping next. But I'm gonna shoot the video for one thing first. But let's get into that Money in the Way thing.
Okay. Alright, give me your info real quick.
Alright, I know what it is, your boy NG, a.k.a. Mr. Holler at Me at the Titty Bar. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at your boy NG. Same thing on Facebook, at your boy NG. Pick up my new single, One Thing, support a brother, it's only $1, One Thing by NG. And that's what it is. Tonight we're going to get into that Money in the Way. You know what I mean?
There it is.
Maybe two a year. Hit the street. grip, pay a grip for every shoe I wear. Or maybe not every, but I got enough though, I do not worry. And no, I am not rich, but if you don't know, I might fuck your bitch. Cause it's a world full of sharks in it, and I'm just trying to find a spot I could park in it. A nice closet I could walk in it. Big garage you could park, no exhaust in it.
Steve, little nigga, the money in the way. Hey, Steve, little nigga, the money in the way. Hey, Steve, little nigga, the money in the way. I gotta get it cause he printed it.
Dante Diesel, a.k.a. EQ Philly, Cartel 215. It's the hottest station on Blog Talk. Air it out radio with that chick fire. Competition? Nowhere.
Hey, it's your girl, Miss Jessica Lee. That's me, and that's all I know how to be. Respect me or forget me. And you've tuned in to the best spot on Blog Talk. Air it out radio with that brown skin heifer, that chick fire. Competition where? We sees none. Okay.
Air it out radio, is that chick fire? Listen, if y'all want to send me some drops, please send them in to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. Make sure there's no links to it. Make sure it's, like I said, MP3. I can't do the wave. I can't do none of that, all right? So stop sending me waves. Stop sending me links because I'll send you a nice email back and tell you to resend it, all right? Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Y'all can hit me up on the website if you choose to and listen from there, which is airitoutradio.net. Or you can call in 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk. Shout out to everybody that's on the line tuning in. All right, I will definitely get to everybody, so please be patient, especially the newbies, because y'all get a little antsy. All right, so again, the Air It Out radio will be, Air It Out radio will be at TGIS, karaoke night. I'm going to be hosting that joint from 8 to 10. That is on April 19th. Come out with your family or whatever. Y'all want to do some karaoke. I'm going to get y'all single on or whatever the case is. That's cool. I'm going to be out there. It's going to be on video and all that. So be posted up. And also the Air It Out radio in box, Rock and Shock. All right, this is our first one. So April 21st from 3 to 6, if you want to perform, I just posted the info, so please go to my Twitter or my Air It Out page, and you'll see it there, okay? And June 8th, all right, Air It Out Radio and Villa Tour, round 4, baby. All right, it's 5700 Germantown Ave, all right, in case y'all do not know. Told y'all I was going to get the info for you. And do not forget, I am starting the Underground Finest magazine that is coming out soon, all underground artists. So if you want dibs on that, please get at me. And, you know, I'm already on the low putting people in there. So definitely get at me for that. This is not going to be free. I'm telling y'all right now. Okay, I do a lot of free stuff. You know, I'm going to charge a fee for it. It is what it is. You know what I mean? It's a lot of work putting the magazine together. So listen, right? If y'all want dibs on that, and y'all know how I promote, so I'm going to promote it like crazy. Okay, so anyway, tonight's topic is, should they serve this pink slime that they have, and should they serve it to these kids, and should they serve it to us, since y'all know what it is now, little trimmings of miscellaneous parts of the cow that they don't want, and they, you know, mix it up, cut it up, and they clean it with ammonia, all right? Yeah, ammonia that you clean your house with, or clean the smell with, or whatever, you know, is that cool? Like, now that y'all know, y'all still cool eating it? All right, God knows what else they're doing to all kind of other meats. But I know we'll probably still eat it at the end of the day, but do you think that, you know, they're saying that it's cool. It's safe. Nobody's really died yet that they know of. So voice your opinion, comment on Twitter, hit me up through text, whatever. I'll try to throw as many comments on the air as I can. All right, 347-677-1163. And make sure y'all press the money, please. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what we got going on here. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Shout out to NG and shout out to Mike Fuller that came through so far. All right, we're going to go to 3607.
As many times I call you, so you should already know who it is. It's boy J. Maul.
It's who?
J. Maul.
Is J. Maul?
Yeah, J. Maul in the building. Not in the building, but on the line. You know who it is.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's Jay Moore. You know who it is.
Oh, Jay Moore. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry I couldn't make the 17th, John. I was sick like a dog. I was sick like a dog. I was mad as hell, though. I was sick like a dog.
All right. Look, you trying to sniff now and shit. Like.
My nose was ready to sniff.
Right. Okay. So the topic tonight is, you think that, you know, they, after you know what you know.
I'm gonna cut you off right there. I'm mad as shit.
Right.
Hey, I'm mad as shit that you just told me that, because I love my beef.
You know you're not gonna stop eating it. I'm just saying.
Please.
You're probably not.
Please. I'm a chef too. I will never pick up beef again.
Yeah. You mean it? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you never knew this at all?
No.
Come on.
I never knew that. When you said pink slime, I'm like, what the hell is pink slime? What is this, Nickelodeon?
Yeah, right. That's what they're calling it, pink slime. Pink slime. Did you see? Did you actually see the video yet?
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, it's on my Twitter, so definitely check that out so you can see actually in true real form what it is. Okay.
That's like if you worked at McDonald's and you see how they make their shit, you don't want to eat that no more.
Right.
I don't want. I'm good.
Listen, McDonald's was my first job, and I still eat. I'm sorry.
I worked at McDonald's before, too. I don't eat that no more.
Listen, I worked the cash register, so I ain't see what was going on in the back.
You need to see what's going on, kind
of. Yeah, I ain't see what was going on in the back. I just, you know, I worked the cash register. So, all right. So, what's going on with you music-wise?
Right now, I'm chilling, still working on the second album. What do I have going on? I can't even think right now. I got a photo shoot this week, you know, for my second album cover. So,
okay.
Got that coming up. I ain't got no shows coming up, like I said before. I'm just working on the second album, trying to push that earlier release date. It's supposed to be released in November, but I want to release it earlier. But as far as everything else, I'm just chilling, falling back. I don't want to work myself too hard.
You know, well,
I might get sick again.
You
got to
work yourself hard. You got to work yourself hard.
You got to work yourself hard.
Yeah.
But you don't want to work yourself till you get sick. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's what I was. I think that's what I did. I worked myself so hard, I got sick. A lot of stress is involved.
She said a lot of stress. Look, if you're stressing now, that's when you get signed or whatever, how much stress you're going to be under.
And that's what I tell people. That's what I tell people. I've been like, they be like, don't work yourself too hard. I'm like, if I want to get where I want to go, I got to work that much harder.
Yeah,
so,
you don't. You don't. You probably won't sleep and all that and be all fucked up.
I have 18 songs on my second album. I'm going to have 18 songs on my second album. I stayed up for 3 days straight writing the whole album.
Wow.
Because I write all my songs. So I stayed up for 3 days straight just writing the whole album. So all songs are done, I just got to record them.
Right. Okay.
So.
All right,
You actually about to premiere one of the new Johns today.
New Johns? What's that?
No one heard it yet. First night.
Okay. First night I fell in love.
It actually got you welcome to my show, so it kind of got that feel to it. But in a different
form. And don't be listen, y'all better not tweet me talking about fire. We know you can't sing because you can't sing.
Time out. I heard one of your joints on iSound the other day, yo. I forget what it's called. I think Like Love or something, Love Like or something like that. That joint was fire.
Thank you. It probably wasn't me singing, though.
That was you. But that joint was fire, though. I'm not going to hold you. It was fire, yo.
Thank you.
You made me. I never even heard of iSound, but you made me make one.
Yeah. You listen.
I never heard that joint.
Y'all better get my URL and get all on websites. Go to my website. You'll see a whole
bunch. I got my own website, so I'm good.
There you go. Okay, well, look, still on my website, there's a whole bunch of other sites that y'all probably don't even know about. As an artist, y'all need to get them. So go in there.
I'm going to check that out.
There you go. You're slipping. So, all right, so give them your info where they can reach you so we can get into that. First night I fell in love. Okay, let's go.
You can reach me at jmore.music.booking@gmail.com. My website, lifeofme.com. That's LYFE instead of LIFE. YouTube, Twitter at jmoremusic, Facebook also at jmoremusic, and my Facebook fan page, The Life of Me. And what else? Reverb Nation, K-More Music as well. So.
Okay. Okay, I'm confused because if you got a website, why are you dropping all that? Everything in your website? Or no?
Hey, I'm just saying. I got a lot of stuff on my website. Let's go check out my website.
Okay, well, then you only got
I got a lot of stuff on my website. But even though I got my own website, it's still good to promote the other one. Because at the same time, these record execs ain't looking at your website. At first, they don't know about your website. They know about your Reverb, your YouTube, you know. So it's still good to promote that.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we're going to get into that first night by J. Maar. You know, let's check that out. Aired on radio. That chick's fight. Let's go.
Tuning in to Air It Out Radio with that girl Fire, baby.
Yeah, that's right. It's that bitch, the Brown Scab. And make sure you guys check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1, okay? If you're not pressing 1, you will not get through because there's a little tab that says you want to talk. And if you're not pressing it, then you're just hanging in there and listening. And that's cool as well. Y'all can also hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Air It Out Radio, if y'all want to comment. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Twitter. We're going to check a little bit of the tweets that are coming in. Shout out to everybody that is lingering on the line. And J-Maw, for playing the first night of... Okay, yeah, never mind. We don't want to get that right. I know. Shut up, okay? Shut up, y'all. But anyway, shout out to TGIF. Like I said, I'll be hosting that joint on Thursday from 8 to 10 on April the 19th. And listen, if y'all do not know, on Thursday night, we the best karaoke and video. We DJ Sean T and Mr. Tim. Okay, so shout out to MG that's hitting me up on Twitter and Cupid Da Vinci, the sex expert, Esther for Nice, Yola, Phil, Predator's Ball. And shout out to him. He came out to the Black and Nobel as well. And Wavy. And it was up there. No, Wavy wasn't up there. So anyway, those are the people that hit me up. Shout out to P-Funk. He's retweeting my stuff. So shout out to everybody. And let me see. I got two more that's coming in. Oh, yeah, Jamar. Okay, now you're following me. Okay, that's what's up. So anyway, like I said, hit me up 347-677-1163. We're going to keep it moving. All right, we're going to go to 1910, and the topic tonight is about that meat, that pink slime, all right? Now that y'all know, in case y'all didn't see the tweet that I posted or videos, all right, keep the answer short and sweet. Like I said, is do you think that, you know, the schools are serving it anywhere for that matter? Not in schools, anywhere. You probably ate it when you was a kid, though. I go for it. I probably ate it too. So anyway, and then serving it in grocery stores. So, what do you think about that? 1910.
What up, what up? It's your boy Dante Diesel.
Diesel. Fire! What's going on?
I'm so mad I missed the event this weekend.
I know. I figured you probably was away.
I did. I went away, you know. My weekend has been hectic catching up with this business and making it flourish, you know what I'm saying? So I really apologize to all the Air It Out fans, you know what I'm saying? I would love to have been there with y'all.
It's Bad K fans, you know, Bad K fans, because, you know,
It was
a Bad K event.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to all the Bad K fans, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Which is all the Air It Out fans. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, they was there. Hello.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
Right.
As far as the topic is concerned, I mean, I changed my diet a long time ago. I eat fish and chicken anyway. So, I mean, I know that... Yeah, they know they shouldn't serve it, but at the end of the day, you know, I guess it's just really up to people to really understand what they're processing in their stomach. So I learned the lesson while I was in school, so I've been changed my diet a long time ago. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's sad. I mean, but they've been serving it, so what you going to do? Like, I mean, it's so much, like you said, don't go deep. So at the end of the day, it's just so much that they're doing beyond just the food. It's ridiculous, but that's another topic, another day, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, and they put in just enough ammonia in there to where they don't have to label it, so that's why y'all don't see it in when the store is not labeled anywhere, so technically they don't really have to do it because it's a certain amount of percentage of ammonia that they clean it with. So,
I mean, to not even go deeper, but at the end of the day, you know, these things are done under contracts, okay? So if you know somebody, I mean, you can get stuff passed. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to tell you that stuff neither. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of stuff that's going on that, you know, gets passed under the table, and you never know. On the label, it says one thing, but something else is going in the product. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for instance, like orange juice. People don't read the orange juice label. Some orange juice is made in America, and some orange juice is made in Brazil. Now, you got to understand about settling in the orange juice. When it comes from another country, it doesn't settle by the time it done sat in the box. It probably sat in the box for maybe a week before or two before it hit the stores. By the time you get it, you're drinking orange juice from Brazil, which has contaminants in it. You know what I'm saying to you? It's not fresh orange juice. They label it as fresh, but it ain't fresh. Not if it's coming from Brazil, how fresh could it be? You know, so it's a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to watch, you got to read the labels and watch what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you ain't got to be up on your game. It's crazy.
Exactly. You never know. And it's not just meat. It's a whole bunch of other shit that ain't good for you either.
Meat, so. Milk, I mean, oh, my God. Like, you can just see where this stuff is coming from. You know what I mean? We get it in the low-grade markets. That's just the problem. People don't understand that everything that we get the secondary stuff. The fresh stuff go to like the Giants and the stores that's out in the burbs. Anything that come in the city, we getting the secondhand stuff. We ain't getting the fresh stuff. We ain't getting nothing fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta pay attention to your labels and watch what you're eating. You know, at the end of the day.
Exactly.
But we working. You know, the new album about to drop. Amplifier. It's my views is crazy.
You say that, by the way, on Sunday. It is Sunday. On Saturday, 12 to 3 on Official Smack Radio. That's my other radio show. Huge, I don't know. So yeah, we played it then. That was our first time really hearing it.
You didn't even know.
Yeah, it's decent. I mean,
yeah.
It's like I heard. I was like, wait a minute, what was that? That was like this.
Oh yeah, you know, I totally changed my whole.
I know.
You know, I had to change up. I'm really like right now. I'm in full blown mode right now. Shout out to Tight Circle. You know, they just got down with the movement. They down definitely with Cartel 215 and the whole movement. Tight Circle. You know, Dame and you know, Reese Banger.
Oh,
Dame. I know you.
It's a whole bunch of them.
yeah, you know, shout out to them. You know, it was actually two of them, really, that's it's popping. They came down and we did a track together that's going to be on the album. It's crazy. I mean, they loving the production. They see where I'm going with this stuff. Like, a lot of people loving it. I'm waiting for Sandman to come over this week. Supposed to have a session with Scorp the Boy. Shout out to B-Boy Bubby. My man Kid Nice, they came over to Day Song. You know, I'm not gonna have a lot of features on the album, but like maybe three songs on the album is gonna have different artists. The rest of it, it's like 17 cuts on the album, crazy cuts. Like each one of them consists of a single that's being pushed as we speak. You know, the new single that's out right now called Slumlord, that's getting major attention. It's on YouTube and a lot of mixtape sites. A lot of people loving the production, especially a lot of New York people, because they see where I'm going with the I'm bringing back that B-boy swag, but it's still got that new appeal to it. So my production skills is just crazy right now. I'm trying to get some keep it on the low. I'm trying to get some deals out of New York. I'm doing some beats for a couple of people in New York, some major artists, but you know, some people that's going to come out with some projects, and they're going to have some of my beats. So I'm working, man. I really can't say so much, but you see, all you got to do, if you really follow me, if you watch the website, if you watch your Facebook and your Twitter, I'm always on there. If it's not me, I got an assistant that puts my stuff on there, and I mean, we really grinding right now. It's real talk. Like, I don't even know how to talk about it. You see the work. Just put out the cover today just to get a little response from people. It's on Facebook. So if you didn't check it out, go to my Facebook wall, Dante Diesel, a.k.a. EQ Philly. Check out the new cover. Tell me what you like about it. You know what I'm saying? And the album was supposed to drop this Friday, but I got to push it back because I'm waiting for those premieres, like I was saying. And I'm also, you know, willing to definitely do some singles with some other people. If you, you know, just send me your email address or something, you know, then we can get
yeah,
in there.
I got
crazy beats for Delore, you know what I'm saying? Crazy beats, rhymes. You can come
here.
Why
ain't got no beats? Why ain't got no beats?
Oh, you need a, all right, I didn't know you need a fast
what?
Beat.
Don't y'all hear me say I need some beats?
Oh, I
need some.
I can make you a quick fast beat. I don't know, you know, it's nothing.
I mean,
no.
You say beats. I said beats.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you can get some old joints. Listen, you can get some old joints.
I got a line for beats. I got a line for beats. But I can get you a beat. B-E-A-T.
You know what else, Matthew? It could be some old joints you're not even using no more.
Oh, you know what? No, I never thought of that. But you know what? Maybe I can do that. But then I feel slighted that I'm slighting you for the simple fact that you ain't getting the fresh stuff, the stuff that's really coming out the lab right now. So at the end of the day, I'm gonna do the best I can. I get some old beats, but I definitely want to get you some party beats and some fast beats so you can put them in between, like, you know, some 30-second snippet joints or something like that. You know,
yeah,
something.
There you go.
Something real quick, you know what I mean? I got you. You know, huh? I definitely got to get a shout out to Machete King. Wait a minute, hold on. Machete King. I got to give a shout out to E Burners. I see E Burners doing some work. I mean, I'll be paying attention to people's walls and I pay attention to what people are putting out. I see y'all doing some work, so I got to give y'all some love on that. You know what I'm saying? The boy named West Philly. I can't remember. West Filthy Philly or some shit like that. I can't remember his name right quick. But I gotta give him a shout out. I don't know if he's online or whatever. Definitely give him a shout out. He's doing some work. A lot of y'all doing some work. You know what I'm saying? But I want to make sure that I talk about them because they really doing their thing. You know, if you don't know, I got a ton of work sitting in front of me. And people calling me for drops, DJs. Oh, man, I got to get a shout-out to all the DJs, Major DJ Booth, DJ No Frills, the Bum Squad DJs, all them dudes. They just been hitting me up, DJ after DJ. Every since they heard me do one drop with a couple of people, I've been getting DJ drops all day. Yo, Q, do me a drop, do me a drop. I like the way you're doing drops. Do me a drop, do me a drop. I'm like, all right, cool, I got you.
Okay.
So I'm doing that's why my name is probably getting out there a little bit more because of the drops and DJs playing it at the club.
Yeah, they definitely help.
Yeah, definitely. So if a DJ asks you to do a drop, do not fraud. Hurry up and get that drop done ASAP because what happens is even if they don't play your track, your name gets played in that club and people start to, you know, it just sticks in people's brains, you know what I'm saying? It's like clockwork. So do them drops, yo. It really matters. The DJ, respect the DJ. Oh.
Okay.
I got a new TV show coming out. It's called Respect the DJ. Yeah, new TV show. It's called Respect the DJ. It's going to be on iFame TV, which is a Comcast station, and it's going to be in 3 million households starting this month, and by the end of summer, it'll be in, I think it was 31 million households because we'll have a contract with a Comcast TV. So. Right now, I got a lot of work going on. I mean, it's just crazy. That's why I'm sorry I missed your event because I was out of town networking doing some stuff. But
no, it's cool.
cool? No, that ain't cool. Because I'm an air that Kane 2.0 fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, it ain't cool. It ain't cool.
Everybody can make it to everything, so at the end of the day, it's cool.
Let me tell you something. Your station is one of the only stations online and everywhere that give people major love, like without no questions asked. You know what I'm saying? To you just do it from the heart. You know what I'm saying? And that means more to me. I don't know about nobody else, but to me, than anything, when you can get on the radio, get your song played, and then get shout outs and blessings from you as a DJ or a hostess, you know what I'm saying? So
uh-huh.
at the end of the day, that's love, you know what I'm saying? See, people don't understand and don't respect the mind, but that's real love because a lot of them dudes don't do that. They be frauding on you. You know, you call in to their show and then they be frauding on you. They don't never say your name.
You know, you can talk. Like, you go on. You know I can have you on the line forever. You know me, how me and you be talking forever.
Exactly, but I gotta have to show you some love. It's all good.
I know.
We love you.
I love y'all too. For real, I do. You know that's why I do it. So give them your info where they can reach Dante D's. Or I know you didn't change your Twitter and stuff. So
actually, Twitter's still the same. EQ Philly. Facebook is Dante D's or EQ Philly, but. If you ever want to reach me, you definitely need to know and always know. You can go to IllidelStyles.com. We are definitely first on Google. Got the new Captain Ghetto album that's on Google now. If you don't know, get hip to it. Google now has its own distribution music store. So if you want to get your stuff on, if you can't get it on iTunes or whatever the case may be, Google is definitely another outlet to do it. They just started it fresh, so there's no charge for anything. Definitely go on Google and they got, it's called Google Play. So when you even pull it up on your phone, you can get your album right up on your phone. You can show people different things like that. So definitely get with Google because Google's definitely going to be the next biggest thing as far as digital distribution.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
but then, just tweet me the information. So I can retweet it in case they don't know, you know, so we can share
Definitely. IllidelStyles.com. IllidelStyles.com. So we'll be getting into fire. What we get into?
Amplify.
Oh. Yo, the new single is ridiculously retarded. I'm trying to tell y'all, go check the views out. How many people showing love on this video? I mean, yeah, on this video, on this song. It's definitely crazy. DJ showing mad love. Amplify, your boy Dante Diesel. Cartel 215, Odell Styles. You heard it first right here. Air it out radio with that chick fire. Let's go.
Dante Diesel, Illidale Styles, Cartel 215. Let's go.
Amplifier. Whoa. Amplifier. Whoa. Amplifier. Whoa. Amplifier.
Yo, that's the drop. Check it. City, city, bang. I'm about to do my thing. Make the whole city bang with that Philly swing. The supernova. My dad, I bring the quota. I've been had a son before. Hover had a hover. Check my Chevy motor. Cruising down the block. Got the whole city locked with that ticket up a notch. Not still reppin' hard. Got some haters on the watch. That automare looking very good on my notch. Not still raising stock. You see my new show. I knew a nigga would blow, so I stay grinding, consistent in the lab, taking trips to Salisbury, trying to grip that Barbary, brown sugar for the curry, 5-2 stripping, when I'm at 90 degrees, I stay sipping.
Amplifier, whoa,
amplifier,
whoa, amplifier,
whoa,
amplifier.
Yo,
I came a long way. My life was kinda rocky. Haters boxed me in, but they really couldn't stop me. I'm a born again winner. Take note from the kid who prevailed over everything. Even had a wedding ring. Now I'm on my elevator. Plus I got a better view. I'm telling you, this life will really spark you like a Pikachu. See me in a week or two. Hip Hop Magazine, 5 mics from the source. Cause my album crystal clean. Kinda funny when you broke. They treat you like a clown. I'm a vet, best around. Best believe I hold it down. Now I'm on my shoulder lean. Lean back, Fat Joe, entertaining you, gladiator, Russell Crowe. Competition, take a seat when I'm in the building. You ain't really hip-hop, cause you missed the feeling. Who the hell are you? You just another liar. Yeezy said it better, spit my soul through the wire. Come on.
Amplifier, whoa, whoa. Amplifier, whoa, whoa. Amplifier, whoa, whoa. Amplifier, whoa, whoa.
Dom Shiz, a.k.a. Showtime Dom. Y'all already know y'all rocking with the number one internet radio show in the universe. That chick fire. She hold it down for our city, man. Holla at me, girl. I'm out.
Air It Out Radio, it is that chick fire. In case you do not know, y'all can catch me every Monday 10 to 1 right here on Air It Out Radio. And y'all can hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1. If y'all want to talk, okay? Because if y'all don't press 1, you will not get through. And if you are clicking over and texting and, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, sometimes you tend to drop out of key. So make sure you are pressing 1 and the lady is telling you you are in the host key at all times, okay? Because you tend to drop, okay? And our radio, I'm going to be at TGIF on City Line Avenue, 8 to 10 on April the 19th. Come out if y'all want to. Just some karaoke. The lines be nuts. Just come out there and get some free food. Let me stop saying that because y'all come out there and figure out get some free food for real. Get some giveaways for some free food. I'm going to give away to my 10th caller tonight. I do not know who that is, and I don't know if y'all keeping track of who was first and who was second. But anyway, I am. So, na-na-na-na, boo-boo. Ain't that what the little kids say nowadays? But anyway, so what else did I tell y'all? Oh, Air It Out Radio, Box Radio 215, Rock and Jot Join from 3 to 6, April the 28th. That's going to be crazy. Please check my Twitter if you want to find more info on that, or my Facebook pages is always there. The flyers all over the place, so in case you want to know. And June the 8th, the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour, round 4 is up. The flyers around, so pay attention to that. I'm making it easier for y'all. There's an email that you can send your if you want to sign up for that, okay? So it's on the flyer. I'm going to tell y'all what it is in a few minutes. So if y'all want to, you know, instead of y'all want to come in and sign up, that's fine. I'm trying to eliminate my lines a little bit. So if y'all want to hit the email up and sign up for that, you know, there you go, boom. And but I'm still accepting the walk-in, so at the end of the day, you can still do that as well in case you don't really know if you're going to make it or not. So Underground Finest Magazine, that's coming soon. And like I said, it's all underground artists. No Rick Ross, no Jay-Z, no none of that in there, okay? For those that don't know. And tonight's topic is Pink Swine. Now, if you know what you know, if y'all seen the video, check it out. It's on Twitter, Facebook. I posted it all on my pages. All right? Do y'all think that, you know, what y'all know now, do you think that they should still be able to allow that to go down? A little bit of ammonia probably won't kill you, huh? I guess that's what they're saying. Anyway, that's the main topic. Please do not elaborate it for a long period of time. Let's keep it moving. I know me and you talk a lot, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to do that with everybody. All right, so not trying to be, you know, funny or nothing, but we're going to try to keep it moving, you know, try to be fair. I hate cutting y'all off, so, you know, I try to let y'all talk, but you know, I got to cut it off at some degree. So shout out to Yola. I see you, baby. I know he's hitting me up on Twitter. He say you on the line, but y'all make sure y'all let me know. Look, bitch, I'm on the line. Yes, bitch, what? Okay, so anyway, shout out to Yola, shout out to Shadow, what up, and we're going to keep it moving. Let me see, we're going to go to 4986 at our radio.
No meaning time, no. What's popping fire? It's Machete King in the building.
Machete King? What's going on? What's going on?
It's been a minute, I know.
I know. Where you been, Bobby?
Man, I've been hiding. No. I've been having a few setbacks, health issues and whatnot, but yeah, I'm still grinding, still working, still getting shit done. Shout outs to everybody fucking with Air It Out Radio and the Have Nots. You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to everybody fucking with me. Shout outs to you, Dante Diesel, EQ Philly. You know what I mean? Shout outs to Tight Circle. Glad y'all made that move. Yeah, I mean, shout outs to everybody. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit that topic real quick.
Shout out to you for doing my edits. In case y'all don't know, Machete King does edits. You know, if y'all need any radio edits, please hit my man up. Okay. I forget sometimes.
Yes,
like, yeah, hit him up. Tell him how much it is and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One song, $7. Five songs, $30. You know what I mean? Get at me. Have your money right. And let's not waste time.
All right, so the topic tonight is, you already heard it, so what's your opinion on
it? Yeah, it's that whole Pink Slime shit. Like, I seen that shit a few months ago, but a few years back, there was a documentary called Food Inc., and that was a whole documentary based on similar shit, like breaking down the way the country, like all the ways that they mass produce the food and how fucked up the shit is that we are eating really is.
Mm.
As far as whether or not, I don't recommend my family fuck with any of the red meat that's coming from all these spots. You know what I mean? I'm not even Muslim, but I'm definitely looking for some halal meat on some real shit. Because a lot of this shit that's out here now is garbage. Like, real shit.
Yeah.
I lost 20 pounds in the last 2 months because I just stopped eating. I'm not hungry anymore. I literally have no fucking appetite because all this shit fucking disgusts me.
Damn, why can't my fat ass stop eating then? Like, I'm a greedy bitch. I'm sorry. I know. Like, I'm like a greedy hoe. Like, I can't help it. Like,
no, I'm a special kind of crazy. That's why I can do it. as far as like what's been going on with me musically and everything.
Yeah, music wise.
This Friday is my 31st birthday. I'm gonna ring it
Woo!
In. Yeah, I'm gonna ring it in at Mill Creek Tavern. With the homies over there, Casket Crew, some of the Have Nots will be making their presence felt and so on and so forth. been executive producing, or rather working behind the scenes on a lot of projects while a lot of the guys in the Have Nots. Bobby Go Get Him, a.k.a. Call Me B. He'll be dropping a mixtape soon, as will Jack Swift. And everybody's pretty much, shout out to Kaz Killer Fam, because he's definitely doing his thing, putting together, he's stepping his game up on the video editing thing, and he's putting together some pretty nice shit. So y'all follow him on Twitter, KASSKILLAFAM, all one word. And I'm Machete King. I'm on Twitter, at Machete King, MacheteKing. Long story short, legalize the trees, peoples. Cloud surf all you want. Just don't hurt nobody.
Now, listen, remember I was telling you about the magazine that I saw that I was telling you about, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard.
Oh, my God.
I've been seeing the post.
No. Not that. I'm talking about the one I tweeted you, texted you about, and I said, did you hear anything about it? What is it? High is something? About
the
weed.
High times.
Yeah, high times, right? Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't know it was that many herbs.
Weeds.
I'm so illiterate.
Listen, there's so many different strains of marijuana. Like, when people tell me that they getting me some fire, I laugh at them because I tell them that I'm more, that my body gear is geared more to liking, like, indica dominant than it is sativa dominant. Niggas keep bringing me this fucking loud that's sativa dominant. Don't bring that shit around me. I like that dark shit, that dark green dank shit, that good stanky shit. That's the shit that I fuck with. That's the shit that works for me. All that other shit, that's it's good. Like that's I need ibuprofen and you're giving me Tylenol. Fuck out of here.
I thought it all stunk to me.
It all
I'm not a weed smoker, y'all, so,
like,
you know, I'm...
No, like, shout out to everybody who's 420 friendly.
I know they blaze up.
Style surfs, skydives, yeah. I'm not, I'm sober as shit right now, and, you know, that's going to have to be what it be for a little while. taking a little hiatus on a lot of things. I deactivated my Facebook. A lot of people been hitting me up about that. I'm not suicidal, people. I'm not suicidal. I haven't killed myself. I don't plan on killing myself. Don't anybody worry.
Okay.
They're pretty mad about that.
Okay.
Got too much work
well,
to do for that
type
of bullshit.
They want to hit
I push back all the projects, so I haven't really been anywhere, and I haven't talked to anybody, so I'm sorry. I had to get that out there. A lot of shit going on.
Yes, it sounds like a lot going on.
Yeah. Tell me what else is good. What else is good? Like, I've been listening to the show. Shout out to
Nightcrawler. Like I said, on the 19th, Air It Out Radio will be at, you know, the TGIF on City Line Ave. And then on the 28th, we got the Rock and Jock. Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'll text you all.
No doubt. Yeah, I've been listening to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, musically, I got 3 projects coming up. I don't know when I'm releasing them yet, because I'm not even going to tell nobody anything else about them. Just know that I'm putting in work, and if you like what you heard from me so far, slap the shit out yourself for not putting more money in my pocket for that shit, because now I'm bringing y'all my B game. I don't want to bring y'all my A game.
Uh-oh.
The world ain't ready for that yet. I'm bringing y'all my B
game. You're always supposed to bring your A game.
No, listen. When your A game is what my A game is, I can't bring that shit too soon. There's not enough people out there ready to appreciate this shit. I'm here to do a big work. I'm not trying to get money and be famous just for the sake of getting money and being famous. My blessings will be blessings upon everybody else. You know what I'm saying? That's the long story short. I don't need much.
What are we getting into tonight? So I'll look for it while you give me your info.
I mean, you could go on. It's fire's pick tonight. Machete King is up in the air or whatever. You find the shortest song that you like in rock and roll, baby. That's how I feel right
now. You know none of your songs are short.
Listen, the Yonkers Dream is a minute long. Rock out with that one for now. That'll give people an idea, but the best idea.
Shoot, it ain't even a minute long. It's like 52 seconds.
50-some-odd seconds. Because I know, because, listen, I told you before, I was always on some, the industry is the devil. I'm not really trying to be in it. I'm trying to change that shit. But as you grow up and you fucking get more involved and you get more insight into things and you get more information and you get more knowledge and experience, your views have to change. Otherwise, you're still the same ass white that you are at 30 that you were at 20, then kill yourself because you're in the fucking way. You're not doing nothing to benefit your life and nobody else around you. So I seriously mean that. Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Man, shit.
We're going to get into that, Yonkers. All right. Dominicano.
Yeah, yeah.
Air It Out Radio, baby. You already know.
Sorry, the last. Y'all know who it is. Dominicano. I love me and me, I'm winning more than things I'm losing. I get enough of rage that I can really do with you. It's a vicious race, I'll be the one they never bet on. All lies against me, but I was born to get on. I'm so real that when I'm joking, I be sounding serious. I smile despite my doubts, that's why my haters extra furious. I am raw, no coat, take a whiff of this. I build with this addictive flow, so come and take a whiff of this. Help me build up the walls of your mental defenses. I refuse to dumb it down, cause that will leave us all defenseless. I am hip-hop, apart with them upon my peers. Remind them of the passion for life that they lost over the years.
And already over Patrick Fire. I knew you'd get a chance to get to one of my motherfucking jobs. I slowed up that fast. That song was so goddamn fast. Okay, shout out to Shetty King. Damn, I turned around. That bitch was like, bitch, we over. All right, so anyway, like I said, check out the website, airhotradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to everybody. Hit me up via Twitter and all that good stuff. Let me see who can I shout out really, really quick. In case y'all don't know, the 19th, TGIF, Three Line Avenue, 8 to 10, motherfuckers. What? You. Let me say, Don Cole, what up, the sex expert. He still hit me up. That's S-Dot, Lau Peck, and let me see, I got the Yolar, baby. Shout out to I Am Ruin. Shout out to her, you know what I mean? Hit me up. Good lady. She always checking me out. I like her. So anyway, make sure y'all pressing one in case y'all want to talk or whatever the case is. Please, okay? Listen, I want to tell y'all a little bit about the weed situation. A little joke, okay? I know I'm corny about my jokes. Anyway, I'm going to tell y'all anyway. I don't give a fuck. Y'all just don't have to listen. Okay, so since you've been talking about the whole weed situation now, I really do not smoke weed at all. So me and my girl, you know, I finally decided to try it. Okay, I'm like, fuck it, I'm puff, whatever. So my girl gave me the herb, you know what I mean? I'm puffing this shit. Finally, I get high, because usually I think I'm inhaling wrong or whatever. So I'm high as motherfucker, right? And my girl is telling me a serious-ass fucking story, like, so fucking serious, and I'm just laughing the whole motherfucking time, like, So anyway, you know what I mean? Long story short, you know, bitch never talked to me again, because the shit was so fucking serious. And I was trying to keep a straight face. Now, I don't know if this has ever happened to y'all. Like, I guess when I get high, I just laugh. Like, everything's fucking funny. But the bitch ain't never talked to me to this day because I was laughing at her fucking ass the whole time she was fucking talking. And, you know, to this day, like I said, she never spoke to me. But it wasn't my fault. I was high. Like, can I blame it on that? Like, I don't know. Maybe just, you know. But anyway, shout out to everybody that smoked weed. That's why I don't smoke no more. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And the funny part about it is I have fibromyalgia. I don't know if y'all know what that is. But anyway. They would give me that legally, and I just choose not to do it. I just don't like to smoke. That's just me. But anyway, shout out to everybody that smoke. More peace and love, whatever y'all need to do. But, you know, that shit get my weed, but I'd be like, oh, no. You know, I can't deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you riding it through, you like, you took the, and, you know, you smell your weed, like, oh, no. And all that weed is getting just, oh, no, too much. All right, so anyway, getting the text is like, yeah, come on, bitch, move along. So we're going to go to 5003 and our radio. This is such a
yep.
Oh, we got somebody else with a cold. Oh, damn. Who's this?
Yep.
What's up? Who's this?
Yo, what up? This is Bricks.
Bricks from Jersey?
Yeah, what's good with you, Fire?
Okay. You know, you could be confusing me with the 201 number and shit.
Yeah, I know. I blame Jersey on that shit.
Yeah, they
got us fucked up. We were 973, but it is what it is. But what's good with you, lady?
Look, you sound like you puffing over there, too. What the fuck?
Oh, no, I'm on my way to work and shit.
Okay, because, you know, y'all got that talk when y'all puffing, like, yo, what's up?
Nah, I ain't gonna smoke anyway. I'm going to just go.
Uh-oh.
What's
good with you, though? All right, the next topic is, all right, I don't know if you've been listening. Have you been listening to the topic?
Yeah, I've been listening since you started.
Okay, so what's your opinion on the topic?
My thing is, just like I did get into the show, what you're talking about, you've been eating all these damn years and it hasn't stopped us. Shit, why stop now? And my thing is, you're talking about they're putting ammonia in it. Shit, people that smoke cigarettes, they're smoking ammonia and even worse than shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my thing is, it comes like every month or every 2 or 3 months, there's always something new that we're either allergic to, you get diabetes from, or anything else from. Like stuff that's been out for decades, all of us, and that was a problem for our systems.
I know. That's crazy.
And then my thing is, like, I heard about the things from today, but I heard about it as being in, like, in frozen meat, stuff like that. Like, usually when I make, like, if I eat a burger or something, it's usually, like, some chopped meat, you know, fresh meat.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, it's never frozen. And I heard that it usually comes from, like, frozen patties and things like that, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? Even they say, like, even vegetables sometimes is kind of crazy, too. So it's just,
uh-huh.
We always have some kind of thing with something. So even the vegetables and, like, you know, fruits.
If it ain't a peanut, it's a damn egg that we can't eat no more.
Yeah, like, pretty soon we just have to live off air.
Oh, shit, that's going to be a problem, too. Shit, especially if you live in Jersey.
Huh? Like, yeah, you gotta look. Don't be Dr. Jersey now, damn it.
Nah, I'm playing, though. But just in general, like, shit, we're going to walk around like the Chinese people, walk around with masks and shit. Going in the moment.
Right? I know that's right.
Exactly. Nothing's going to be safe for us.
Nothing. Okay, mm-hmm. So what's going on with you music-wise? I know I got the track in.
Oh, yeah, you got the new single called No Escape, you know? It's off the new album that should be dropping this Friday online. Should be on CD Baby, iTunes, et cetera. Called Addicted to My Reality with the number 2, you know? I've been seeing y'all with the mixtape, the classic, and the making volume 1, but this is the album. All original tracks, 12 hard songs, you know, give you back that 90s flow, but up to par, you know? Everything is right, you know? Like, it's classic.
What's that one called?
It's what happened?
What's that one called? Oh, No Escape, yeah. Okay.
No, yeah, it's called No Escape. You know, I'm just trying to represent this new movement called CLM, Classic Longevity Music. Enough with this microwave rap. Enough with this damn microwave rap shit, you know?
Microwave rap.
Like, my music, you know what I'm saying, I do it toward the last 5 to 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? I wanted it to be like 5 to 10 years from now. Like, yo, you remember that Brick song, that Brick album, which go back in your... You know, in your archives and go get out. Instead of listening to it for the now, and then you forget about me tomorrow.
Right.
You know?
Wow. You said microwave.
Microwave rap is out here, and it's getting on my nerves at this time, you know?
Well, okay, so break down the microwave rap for me really quick.
Basically looking for a quick hit, you know? Look for that instant fame, and then you won't hear from them 5 to 6 months from now. You know, they come in for that quick buck, and then that's it. You know, like, there's no love in it. They look for that quick dollar and keep it moving.
Well, I'm sure they would like to stay in there. They probably just can't make another hit.
But my thing is, they don't put the music out there like that, and they let this industry, you know, this machine out here called the hip-hop game take over their artistry, you know?
Right, true.
And it's insane. Like, my thing is, the new hustle is just to be independent and remain independent, you know?
Not sure.
The only thing this music is a new hustle. You got a new product on the street. You know what I'm saying? You've been a hustler all your life, and you know how to move work. So you know how to move music.
That's a good theory. I guess you can look at it like that.
Yeah, if you haven't hustled, you don't know what to do out there. You might as well just go to the hip-hop industry. All these record labels is letting them rate you and keep you on that back burner. The only thing these are a big-ass loan. Send them back sooner or later in life.
That's a good way to look at it, too. Like, they are kind of like loans.
I'd rather pay my college back and then a label back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you got any shows and stuff coming up?
As a matter of fact, I just did some recent shows. I just did a nice little showcase with Dice Hood Entertainment, you know, and I got some things going to work in the future, you know, close to the future. But at this moment, I'm just more focused on album to drop this week, you know. Try to make things happen, you know, with my homies and old Sean, my man Sean, Mr. Reeves, you know, we like to take 3 out here in Jersey, you know.
Jersey. I know.
You know, trying to make things happen, you know. Everybody, like, out here, you know, no, this current in music, everybody got the same shit, the same music, the same tempo, you know. And I like the single I just gave you, No Escape, you know, there's nothing out here like this at this moment. You know, you haven't heard nothing like this ever since Biggie's Juicy. You know, like, there's no positive messages. There's nothing really out there like this. Everybody following the same damn trend, you know?
Right.
And sooner or later, it's going to be time to break it, you know?
That's true. We need that next person from Tri-State, man, for real. Like, I don't know. It's like picking the lottery. It's like picking the lottery, like,
My thing is, if you went to real music, you should definitely be into me, man. I'm not beefing no bullshit whatsoever, you know? I'm not trying to come across as the next rapper. I'm trying to do me, you know?
Exactly.
I'm trying to just get everybody set on my life. That's all I'm trying to do out here, you know?
Right.
Well, other than that, you know, I got the new
We're
going to
get into that so everybody, yeah, go ahead, give me your info.
All right, you know, so I got the new Facebook fan page. You can hit me up at facebook.com/bricks973 with a Z. Become a fan. You know, I just got on site with newbooknc.com. It's a new site out here in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? My man's throwing it up real hot out here. you know, debuting new artists doing the damn thing. And you can still catch me on Twitter, you know, GNG Bricks with a Z. You know, become a fan, you know, get involved with the movement, CLM, Classic Longevity Music. You know, let's just get into that track real quick, No Escape. Off that
Addicted
to My Reality album, dropping this Friday. Holla at me.
There it is. Air Dive Radio, baby.
Window. Street lights illuminate, show what the future holds. A dark side of lost causes the youth exposed. Where's the evidence of potential? Try to flip a O. Chambers tended, sold attention to let it blow. Forgot to mention, these are screams of a false soul. Try to escape the purgatory of an endless road. Airplanes and shooting stars clearly wish upon them. But shot down by non-believers, hate to stick to swarm him. Discouraged, hold the shadow all day his ears. Drag out on his own people when he truly cares. A rose to the blood, action and his disrespect. God willing, blood filling into the composition. Ain't no holding him back, I hope it's double wish.
No hope for the future, in the ghetto we stay. Condemned to the streets we pray. But one day we'll make it. Not the hope to be patient. Then keep your head up, hold.
No hope for the future, in the ghetto we stay. Condemned to the streets we pray. But one day we'll make it.
As I converse with the verse, another R.I.P. 25 is your exploration, why in the streets? Blow out the candles, inspired to see another day. Escape to the dark side, red man, let the record play. He made it out, so nigga, hip-hop parade. No need my day, they hate it, quick as the weather change. My jacks make sense, those are the underground. He bars, he became a little war, being a multi child. Yeah, it was all a dream, and his really came true. All I need is the learning too. So back the fuck up, anger with the artist face. Born to rock this way, shell tour with either lace. Grab the game, go and flow it out my radio. To be the best, basically with my scenario. On the edge of success, just needed the push. Probably provided that, now give me the hook.
No hope for the future, in the ghetto we stay. Condemned to the streets we pray. But one day we'll make it. Not the hope to be patient. Keep your head up, hold.
No hope for the future, in the ghetto we stay. Condemned to the streets we pray. But one day we'll make it. Stop the hope and be patient. Keep your head up, hold it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Jamie Mack, new Bad Boy in R&B. Shout out to Air It Out Radio, that fire chick, that brown skin heifer. How you doing, sweetie? Ha ha, wolf pack in the building. Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. Wolf pack, baby. We out.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Nightcrawler, I did not forget you, baby. I am working on that now. It's loading up. And shout out to everybody that's on the line. Shout out to Nightcrawler, EQ, well, don't say Diesel. Sorry, Bryce from Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. Machete King and Jamar and NG. He was on. Shout out to everybody that came out to the Bad King 2.0 promo events with my co-host Ricky Knight and DJ Native was on the ones and twos. It was his first gig, y'all, so, you know, show him some love for that. And DJ, wait a minute, you know, he had other arrangements that, you know, he had before he came back to the show, so that's why he wasn't able to come, kids, y'all didn't know. But anyway, the event went really, really well, and a lot of people went there, so shout out to Black and Nobel for having us and all that good stuff. Ricky is trying to get me to put together something else for him. So, you know, we're going to stay tuned for that and, you know, figure out what we're going to do and all that good stuff. So, June 8th, Air It Out Radio in Bellator, round 4, coming up. And also I'm going to be doing some stuff with Smack DVD If y'all haven't ever seen Smack DVD, please go to YouTube and see that and look at the crowd that they pull out. So it's going to be like a battle, like a freestyle battle. I might do, you know, my whole bars versus bars thing that, you know, I didn't get a chance to do last summer. So probably going to, you know, combine those two together and see how that flies, all right? So look out for that as well. Underground Finest magazine that's coming out as well. Yeah, I'm starting a magazine from all the underground artists, you know what I mean, from here all the way to Cali. I don't care, UK, all that. It's just unsigned, no Rick Ross, no none of that, because I've been scoping out the competition, and they all have, like, you know, artists that are, you know, mainstream in there somewhere. But this is all underground, so if y'all want bits on that, please hit me up after the show. I got a couple people that's already did they thing and already in it. I'm just working on it right now. Shout out to $3 as well, and a couple other people that are going to be in it. All right, tonight's topic is, in case you haven't seen the Twitter, it's Team Slime, you know, bits and pieces of different parts of the cow. They grind it all up, throw some ammonia in there, and, you know, pretty much clean all the bacteria and stuff, and then drain it and then serve it to y'all. You know, tacos, hamburgers, all that kind of stuff. Whatever else, what is it, hamburger helper, whatever, it's all in y'all meats, it's in y'all stores right now, you know, what do y'all think about that? So, without that, you know, but y'all knowing about it now, because y'all didn't know about it, like, you know, earlier, y'all knowing about it now, which y'all still eat it, you still think it's cool, the USDA says it's cool and safe, so, with that being said, you still think that, you know, they should still pretty much serve it after you know that, or you're going to pretty much eat it. You know what I mean? Keep the answer short and sweet. Go ahead up the lines a little bit more, and I'm still looking for caller number 10, and I'm going to give away them TGIF tickets, all right? And y'all can go to City Line Avenue on Friday, or any day for that matter. I'm sorry. Any day for that matter, go check them out. Go eat good. Certificate, gift card. It's two of them. For $15 a piece, $30. You know what I mean? You can eat good. Trust me, I ate there. Me and my daughter ate really well, all for $30. Okay, so, you know, they got the two for 10 or something like that. You know, hey, and it's a nice portion there. So, anyway, Saturday's old school hip hop with DJ Big Brother. And, you know, check them out. Like I said, that's City Line Avenue. I'll be there Thursday, the 19th, in case y'all want to come out. I'll be hosting it, Joy, my first host join at TGIF. You never know, it might go a little awry. So, let's see. Who am I going to next? Let me go up on my screen. Make sure you check out the website, air.radio.net, in case y'all do not know. Look, my caller dropped. What did you do, dude? Look, I got to do that in my other voice. Dude, you dropped. You were like next. Let me see. What am I at right now? All right. See, I even numbered them. So I actually know the next what number 10 is, but since that person dropped out of line, I don't know. Let me see if I can find them, because I really don't want to go out of kid right now. I want to keep what I'm doing right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, please bear with me. I know y'all like, bitch, hurry the fuck up. You're waiting like 40 minutes. Who the fuck you think you are? You brown skinned bitch. Whatever the case is. I know y'all be talking shit behind my back. It's cool. That is cool. So anyway, listen, like I said, check out the website, airdotradio.net. Oh, yeah, you gone. Okay. He said, fuck that bitch. I ain't waiting no more. All right, so let's scratch him out. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 2641. Where you at? There you go. Airdotradio.
What's good? It's your boy, E-Burner.
E-Burner?
What's the dilly?
What's the dilly? So what's your opinion on, you know, the pink slime?
I don't even know what that is, but I ain't eating no meat. I'm cool.
Okay. He said I eat no meat. I'm surprised I don't know. Your kids is probably eating it.
They've been poisoning us for years, so meat ain't the only thing they inject them with shit, so it don't matter.
Yeah.
They're trying to make that sterile so we can't have no more black kids and shit, but, you know.
You know what?
I'm dead
then
serious.
I hear that they putting stuff in the water so they can control our minds and, you know.
I don't believe in a mind control thing, but I've seen documentation on food and shit like that, and it's only in the type of foods we eat. like chicken and like it's a bunch of shit, but politics, they've been doing it for years. Why do you think a bunch of us got cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure? It's only us. Like, we lead in every disease just about. And we're the least populated race on in the United States. So yeah, you do the math.
You do the math. So shout out to you for coming out to the event. You know.
Oh yeah, shout out to the other one.
Shout out to the Die. Yes,
the Die came and tore that shit down.
If y'all don't see the Die perform, y'all need to be smacked. Y'all need to really see him perform.
Feel the hairs raised on your skin, like.
Yeah, you be like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? She sounds just like her song. Like when some people voice change or they sound differently, like when they perform live. But when she performs live, she sounds just like her actual CD or MP3 or whatever that you're playing. So, anyway, shout out to the Die.
Shout out, definitely.
Yeah. So what you got going on?
Everything. I'm just doing me right now. My album will be dropping in June, Double C Day. Money well invested. New mixtape is dropping next week. Real Kavazie mixtape is out on that tip right now. Will Jesus dropping next month. Everybody from Team Heat is dropping an album from May to July. So be on the lookout for that.
Shout out to Jizzy.
Jizzy Wonder, definitely. He got all the production.
God damn it.
I know. Yeah. I told him you guys in that dropping. I'm going to make him do a drop for you this week. So,
yeah, if he don't, smack for him.
He definitely got some stuff brewing. So it's about to go down. My tour got pushed back to April 22nd, so I'll be in Chicago first instead of Atlanta, so that's a good look. I'm not worried about that, but I'll be at the Rockin' Jock. I'll try to make it. Huh?
No, I'm just saying
I'll try to make the Fridays, the TGIF thing. Mostly everything you doing, I'm in. Don't even worry about it. I'll be there. And y'all need to start to put a fire when it ain't free. Thank you.
Uh-oh.
It ain't a free event, bring your asses. Like, real
TSA,
shit.
TSA.
Bring your asses when that shit ain't free, man. It's $5.
Man.
Like, you can't cry about $5. I'm pretty sure half the people in here spend more money on weed and drinks and all that shit. It's $5. So, at the end of the day, she look out for us. Like, imagine when she stopped looking out for us. You asked out. I like to give a fuck you to all the
people. And you know what? The funny part about it is I watch some people that, you know, do hit other people up, and they be like, yo, how much? And they be like, yo, I'm doing shit for free most of the time, and you hitting this person up asking them how much? You want to know? You want to separate? Like, it's crazy.
Look, as much as we want to look at this shit, there's not too many DJs that's looking out for us in this city. I'd like to give a fuck you to them. And most of them, the majority of them. I don't give a fuck who you is. That's how I feel right now, because y'all piping niggas that's whack just because. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. It's Philly, so we expect that shit. And we got somebody that's looking out for us on some free shit. As far as our music played, that means y'all can support her when she's trying to get a couple dollars to back us. Her money is going into backing us. So at the end of the day, it's an investment for us. So support her. Kudos to you for still doing shit out of the kindness of your heart. But I understand where you're coming from. You gotta make something out of this. It ain't nothing free.
Yeah.
You got a kid to take care of. Like, look. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Do what y'all gotta do. Just make her events. Like, you know what I mean? I don't care if you don't perform. Just come and support it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Free.
$5
is free. Fuck that. You I done been on showcases where you had to pay $70 to perform for yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's free at the end of the day. $5 ain't shit. So, I'd have paid fans to people if they would have came. So, like, you know what I mean? Look,
It is what it is.
You can't convince people.
I'm not throwing shots at nobody. Don't take it like I'm directing shit at y'all, because I don't think about y'all that much to direct nothing at y'all. But at the end of the day, support Fire, because all the money she's making is going back into supporting us. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's just my piece on it.
Well, I think what it is, well, I mean, I don't know if that's the case, because at the end of the day, like, you know, anybody that knows anything about radio.
Through when people didn't show up. So.
No, anybody knows anything about radio, radio hosts don't really make a lot of money. They get money off of, like, the spins and shit like that, underhanded things. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, they don't really make a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real talk. So, you know. But anyway,
support them. Where you got to pay or something to support them, even your party. Like, it was a bunch of people who don't come, but you'll be at the first Air It Out free Sneaker Villa shit, all assing. Like, no, support everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry to tell y'all, but this Air It Out is $5 now. Sorry. Okay. I guess y'all not going to come to that either, right? But that is $5. Yeah, it's $5, but... You know, at the end of the day, like, everything is not always going to be free. So, you know.
Man, you did enough free ones. You did enough free ones.
Earn your keep.
You, like, earn your keep. Like, at the end of the day, it's support the ones who support you. Like, that's all I'm saying. Y'all want people to buy y'all music. Y'all want people to play y'all music, support y'all music. You got to support the person that's
Listen, it's cool. I definitely take notes on who's doing what. And, you know, Air It Out Radio is going to be going on tour soon. We're going to be going out of state. So I'm definitely taking notes. And whoever's not participating in things, they just don't go. Like, it's cool with me. I don't really complain about it. I just be like, I take notes on who is doing what and who's there and who's not there. So I definitely pay attention, even though I don't say anything. It's cool. But, you know, just support whoever. Like, if somebody's doing things for free, you definitely should support.
It's that simple. Support the people that are supporting you. And we all can prosper and get money off of the shit we doing, because we're doing it as a unit. And not divided. Like, that's the problem with people, man. Like, it's so much division in Philly. Why you think we don't have no labels here? Is that simple? How many artists from Philly that made it big, and yet we don't have one hip hop label here? It's outrageous. So at the end of the day, like, look at it's all a conflict from what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Not supporting each other. Like, you know what I mean, Philly support Philly is a bullshit ass term, because Philly don't support Philly.
Well, I don't know. It is what it is.
Really, you know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, take it how you want it. Like, you know what I mean? But I support you on everything you do. Even if I'm not there, I'll buy your ticket or I'll do whatever I have to do. But I support the people who support me, man. And shout out to my man.
And the people that can't make it, sometimes things happen and y'all can't make it. Because I know, like, sometimes I can't make it to shit all the time. So, I get it. But, you know, if you can't, like, even with the texting and the tweeting and stuff, just retweet it. Like, that's still supporting me at the end of the day.
Like, good. Promote it. People disappear when it's, like, money. Like, look, where the hell you go? Like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I had somebody come all the way from D.C. to perform for 4 minutes.
He sure was from D.C., too.
He came all the way from D.C. because I told him to come through and do a show, and he came all the way down here from D.C. to perform for 4 minutes and drive all the way back to D.C.
Right.
So at the end of the day, like, I mean, that's called dedication right there.
Right. That's cool, though. Like, at the end of the day, everybody, I don't get mad. I just be like, okay, cool. Whatever. It don't matter. So anyway, what track we getting into tonight?
We getting an I'm Ready.
Ooh, is that the track you performed? Yeah, that's the track you performed.
Mm-hmm.
What you call it?
Yeah, I'm Ready.
Yeah, I'm Ready. Yep, I'm ready, y'all. All right,
I
sure am. Burning. You gave me info?
www.itsmyurls.com/onlyoneeburners take you to everything.
All right, there you go. You burn us, baby. Air It Out Radio. Let's go.
Jizzy Wonder. God damn it! I'm ready.
I'm the man. I hope y'all understand. I got the whole game in the palm of my hand. They gotta leave once. I bet they won't try again. Now run, tell the
rainy bird is my phone to win. I won't lose never, don't care who's better. As long as my chatter keeps me on the newsletter. Hey Jizzy, we get busy, they like who is he? Spitting like an AK, built like a grizzly. In his eyes, a nice guy from PHI. You wanna try and pop flyers, do or die. We play no games. Check fortune, check fame, check minds, check nines, but still check lanes. The epitome, they rated me great, I'm so straight. Well, 30 buzz worthy coming straight off the plate. This is food for thought, no call. I'm nowhere near done, so put away your fork. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm being him, whoever's so different. Maybe it was me. Something I was missing. Record labels fishing. Guess who ain't buying? These offers they selling is downright trifling. I'm a titan. Man, I don't care who they piping. Whether freestyle or writing, it's ill when I'm reciting. I'm nice. The price of power is unreal. Unsigned or a deal. The sound is instilled. From the dope chain to the dope chain is real. From cocaine to knowing your name is all skill. With Jizzy on the bars, me on the bars. Out of sight, out of mind, you trying to reach the stars. It's not a game no more, we taking over. Rocky Balboa put my hood on my shoulders. A grind for mine, you smell my ambition. Trying to carry on tradition, no choice but to listen. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all.
Aired Out Radio with that Jay Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airedoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk. Tell the burners, he's big now over there, going in deep. You know what I mean? But, yeah, y'all really should support movements that really are trying to, you know, help you as an artist, because there's a lot of people out there that just want your money and be out and don't give a damn about you. And I'm, like, one of the few that really do care about, you know, y'all as an artist, so, you know, it's cool. So, anyway, I still love y'all, so don't take it as if nobody don't care about y'all, like, or whatever the case is. I know some of y'all have things to do, so I don't expect everybody to be at every event, you know. Just support if you can, just retweet stuff, that's cool, just keep the air it out, meme alive, you know what I mean? So, shout out to TGIF, I'm going to be there, like I said, the 19th. And that is a Thursday. We the best karaoke video. Shout out to DJ Sean T and Mr. Tim. He's given me the pleasure to come here. Tim Hansen and Mike Rogers and Wayne. So definitely shout out to them. Shout out to Seeds for giving me the opportunity to have that connect. And all my air hours, man. Like, y'all go here. Like, I really appreciate y'all. So Thursday night, y'all can catch me on Backstreet 2.0, 123, 101.7 WKU. And on Saturday, that is my new show, Official Smack Radio. And that is on, like I said, Saturday, 12 to 3, 91.7. And that's the show where you can actually perform live on the air. You know, you can sing, rap, whatever. A lot of people say it's just like performing in the booth. You go non-stop all the way through. No take back, no second takes, no nothing. Straight through. But anyway, if y'all want to get on that, please go to my website. Y'all can see all the stuff that I'm into, all my sponsors, all the anything, the shoe line from J Sparkles. You know, check all that stuff out. And yes, I am an A&R. I do pay attention to y'all. I just didn't say nothing that I really wanted. Like, I'm really, really picky, and I get people get on me all the time, but listen, I'm still an A&R, and I'm, you know, IMG, so shout out to them. And, you know, if y'all want to find out anything else that I'm into, please go to the website, airedoutradio.net, and y'all can see all the stuff on the left-hand side, and click on it and see whatever you interest you. All right? So, anyway, gonna hit up the lines a little bit more and see what's popping. And shout out to Machete King, E Burners, Dante Diesel, Bricks from Jersey, and Jay Maw, and NG, and Nightcrawler. We're gonna get into his song a little later. And E Burners is faster. Yes. And so shout out to E Burners, he's the best. So yeah, so I'm gonna get into my my next caller. I'm telling you, y'all messing me up, man. I had my list and everything all situated. A couple people dropped. So that means that it just eliminates the situation with my my caller right here. I had it all and I'm labeled and everything. So now just they can skip over people because they dropped and I don't see them here. So that's why I'm stalling y'all, as y'all can say. But anyway, shout out to everybody that's on the line just tuning in. And listening, I hope if this is your first time, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. You know, we get it in and I talk shit and they talk shit. So don't mind us. We just be vain. So if y'all want to, y'all can always go to the website, like I said, AaronRadio.net. There's a lot of information on there for artists. If y'all looking for some websites to go on and y'all do not know, like we was talking about, It's My URL. That's a website where you can combine all your YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. Instead of seeing all those, especially when interviews and stuff like this, you can just say, go to my, it's my URL/fire. That's mine, in case y'all want to know all the stuff that I'm doing. So, you know, it's just a quick thing. It just keeps you organized and people to know all the stuff you're doing instead of seeing all that. Not unless you got a website, which is cool. You know, or if you like seeing all that, that's cool too. But anyway, okay, let's go to the next caller. And tell me, y'all messed me all up. Okay, fuck it, we're gonna keep it moving. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody getting something tonight. I'm pissed at y'all right now. I'm not. All right, not happy right now. Okay, so I got my two fingers. I'm working out after the show, but I know y'all are like, bitch, what? And I don't want to hear no shout out to the guy. Shout out to the guy. That's right, baby. I'll see you. Okay. Let me see. Who am I going with? All right. I don't even see you anymore. Damn. Oh, yes, I do. 3193. With the Dell. You. You there? Get your shit off mute. Let's go. 3193. Yo. Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me you love this. He back there talking. Are you talking? Really? Air it out radio. That's you. 91, 30, 91, 93. Yeah, that's you. You talking? Are you talking to me? All right, we're going to keep it moving. All right, y'all heard me go to him, right? Y'all my witnesses. Hello? All right, we're going to keep it moving. All right, so. Darn, he's messing me up. All right, we're going to go to my next caller. Shout out to Nonfiction. You dropped out of key, too. Actually, you was calling number 10. It's kind of good. You didn't come on. Everybody, y'all constantly winning shit. Nonfiction constantly wins all kind of shit. So it's kind of good to keep y'all. So I didn't want y'all to think like it was kind of set up that way. But anyway, he was calling number 10. So, all right. So let's go to my next one. 9132. You. Y'all fucking me up right now. 91-32. Okay, next one. Fucking me up. All right, so this is number 8. I'm trying to go in order so I can be fair, ladies and gentlemen. So at this point right now, okay, I'm out of order now. So, all right, no, I'm in. Okay, 51-35. You. 5135. What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
Can you hear me in
I can hear you. What's going on? Who is this?
Not much. You know, this is Willie Will giving thrills with nobody.
Willie Will giving thrills. Your name just throwing everything, so you can get away with that shit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
So, Am I gonna have to host the show? I do nothing much, you know what I'm saying? Just my regular, but it ain't regular.
What you say? You gonna have to host the show? Nigga, please. You know who I am? I'm me alone, my thing. Nah,
yeah.
Okay. I was trying to stay in order, you know what I mean? And anyway, you wouldn't qualify for the tickets anyway because you are away and God knows where. So it wouldn't work out for you. You're not calling number 10 anyway, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, the topic tonight, really quick, let's get into that before you get into your promo and stuff, because I know that's what you want to do. All right. Have you been listening the whole time?
Yeah, about the mint smith with ammonia.
Yeah,
I heard.
So you gonna eat it? You gonna eat it again?
You know, they clean it with ammonia. Why not eat it? You know, it's not like it's dirty or nothing like that. It's not like I'm putting dirty ground. It's not like I'm putting dirty ground.
Ammonia do
mouth,
kill
you know
the fucking shit, though. Ammonia does kill everything, so you never know. Right.
Why not? Some people over in Ethiopia will be happy to get it, you know? So why can't I get it?
I know that's right. They would tear that shit up, though. I ain't going to front. They'll tear that shit up. Like, oh, y'all medicans don't want to eat that shit? Fuck y'all. We eat it over here. Yes. Fuck all Americans, man. U.S. They keep fucking up. Yeah, so, all right. So what you got going on?
You know, I just caught my home-based studio. Got it in my third room in my house, you know what I'm saying? Been in there mixing and mastering, chopping it up straight like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to upload another song tomorrow on my Reverb page. You know, I've just been busy, you know, spending money, you know, not a lot of money, just somewhat of money, you know, little chop change, you know.
Can a bitch get a loan? $20? you been spending money on what?
I've just been spending chump change, you know what I'm saying? Just a little chump change, you know, nothing major, you know. But I've been doing my thing, you know, working on my second mixtape. I'm going to call my second mixtape Willie Will Giving Thrills. My first one called Willie Will Go Live, but this one's going to be giving thrills, you know what I'm saying?
Willie Will Giving Thrills. Okay. All right. Really well. Tell everybody where you from again, because, you know, I know they hear the accent for the new people that's listening and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Monroe, Louisiana. Area code 318, where it's all great, you know.
It's all gravy.
It's all great. I don't think I want none of that meat that you was talking about, because you talking about gravy and stuff. I'm like, nah, I don't want none of that.
Let me tell you something. It's in all the stores right now, in case y'all don't notice. This is not like some section off shit in the store. This is like in 90% of the meat that's out right now. So you can't avoid it. You just have to stop eating it. Like, it's out there.
I mean, turkey sausages right now, you know what I'm saying? So I
know what
you're
saying. They're probably doing the same shit with that, allegedly. But I'm just saying, like, God knows, a couple more months down the road, it'll be a story breaking on that shit.
Chopped turkey intestines, huh?
Yes. They'll have a turkey and throw that in the dryer, in the washer, or whatever, and, you know. Did you see the video?
What, you seen my video?
No. I said you'll see. Did you see the video?
No, I didn't even see the video.
No? You gotta see the video, man. You're messing up. Okay. Well, whatever. Okay. Well, so what else you got going on?
You know what I'm saying? Street working, networking, hitting the block, you know, hitting it tough, hitting it mean, all types of ways, you know what I'm saying? God just pulled a knife on me. I had to choke him out. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know, try up there talking about he playing and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I had to choke him out.
Yo.
I threw him back in the store. It was a store clerk. I throw him back in the store. He going to reach out, try to cut me with his knife and stuff. So I didn't go back in the store. I went and called cops, you know what I'm saying? Because my uncle said, call cops, man. Don't be going out there going dumb and stuff, because you 26 years old, man. You in school. You got a house and stuff. You got to pay child support. Don't be stupid. So
wait a minute. So wait. I'm backing up. You know. So the dude pulled a knife out on you. Then you choked him out. And then you ran and called the cops. Yeah. Did I get that right? Yep. Okay. Why you ain't run from the beginning and then call the cops? Why you choke them?
I was walking out of the store. It was a store clerk too.
If you ain't want to get no trouble, why you choke them? You ain't
to
put your hands on
me. he was coming behind me. He could have stabbed me in my back. You know that's how people do.
Mhm.
Come on now.
I'm just asking. You was like, I ain't want to get in trouble, but you already done choked them and shit.
I had to fend myself. He looked. I didn't. Damn, Macho Man Randy Savage's ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But I
let him off. Okay, so after I'm trying to get the story down. I'm a little instigator. All right, so look, you're choking him, right? So after you choking him, what is he doing with the knife? Did he drop the knife? What's going on with the knife?
No, he still has the knife. I was holding him. You know what I'm saying? I was just holding him. Cause he a little weakly person. I didn't want to beat him up, but he was playing with a knife, so I just choked him out and grabbed him. Then I threw him back in the store. He's going to reach out with the knife, try to cut me and shit. I'm like,
why did he, this is my thing. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Why is he trying to stab you in the first place? He's fucking stupid.
Probably high on cocaine, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, he a crackhead?
Huh?
He a powderhead. Well, ain't that a crackhead? A powderhead is a crackhead, right? No?
Crackheads do soda and cocaine. You know?
Yeah.
The powderheads, they do the mostly pure cocaine, you know, with the little cut in it.
Crack is crack.
Maybe.
You doing crack, you doing crack. You're a powderhead.
It's really all cocaine, technically.
Okay. So. All right, well, you know, thanks for the breakdown. I just, you know, I thought it was just the same shit. And they all sniffing up their nose, right?
Pretty much.
Okay,
so. Some put it in their pipe and smoke it. Some's tooted.
There you go. All right. You know a little too much about that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with
you.
Beat him the fuck up. You beat him the fuck up. Did you get cut or anything? Are you safe? Are you good?
Yeah, he cut me on my arm.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, at least you're living. It could have been worse. It could have been worse. Good like that. Okay, so you here, you live, you well. What's going on with the music?
You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I'm working on everything, every avenue. I'm just making sure that I got every type of variety or style beat so they can... So the people out there, they can see that he got skills, not just this way, but that way too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just taking all types of beats and I'm getting on it, putting my stuff on it. You know, utilizing the mixtape aspect of the game. So that's what I'm doing, Riven.
Mhm. Exactly. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're safe and you're here on Air Out Radio. Live to see another day. You know,
yeah, I don't know if I might. He said he was going to set me up, you know what I'm saying? He told my homeboy he was going to set me up. But
damn, and he threatened you? Sheesh.
Yeah. I'm used to it, though. I'm a survivor. Like Destiny's Child. And Young Jeezy. All them survivor songs.
Okay. Shout out to Young Jeezy. I'm feeling that. God, leave you alone. Like that, John. Yeah. You know, Jeezy say that in all his rap. Yeah.
That PM-103. Rosé. With no body. Champagne ear night. Damn that.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. So, all right, we'll be getting into tonight.
You know, I don't want to blow people away or nothing like that. So I'm gonna just go with Will about to put it down, you know, because that's what I do every time I call up here. I straight just put it down, you know what I'm saying? So you know it's Willie Will. Willie Will give it three.
Willie, Man of Steel. Yeah, I like that. Take that.
Yeah, I got a Man of Steel.
You gotta send me a tweet so I can see what you look like. Look, you can find talk to him. Who the fire talking her group at? Let me stop. All right, so listen, send me a tweet, and then we're going to get into this, get your join, put it down, Air It Out Radio. Willie Well, that chick fire. You got anything else you want to say to him?
Nah, you know what I'm saying, but don't do drugs.
Yeah. Don't do drugs, absolutely. Shout out to all the people that smoke weed. I guess they don't consider it a drug, though. It's herb, my bad. So, all right, so we're going to get into that footage now. Air It Out Radio. Check out the website, motherfucker.
About to put it down, making haters frown. When my voice make a sound, you can catch me window down. AC up, hot, rolling around town. What's that you hearing? Trump beating so heavy. Old people say, turn that shit down. Yeah, your boy back around, and I'm about to put it down. Yeah, I'm about to act a clown. Now, what's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? Call me Action Jackson, cause I'm all about the action. I'm fat, you poke fiction, why you laughing? You should see me at the club doing nothing but old moves. I'm so old school, don't let the young face have you fooled. I'm feeling so cool, acting rude. Oops, my bad, I just stepped on myself. All on the ground, what that smell? It's shit, I've been it, I do it, I can run it. Talk to the teacher, the mama, I can chew to you. With this 10-inch ruler, you scared to chew to you. You know I'm gonna fuck the guts up. I like my birthday sex and my birthday too. Birthday cake all on my front too. Gonna shine with platinum rhymes, I'm feeling divine. Smoking this fine, thinking about how to shine. Yeah, I'ma grind like an ant, man. These niggas got me bent, man. Really, really about to put it down, making haters frown. When my voice make a sound, you can catch me window down. AC up, hot, rolling around town. What's that you hearing? Trump beating so heavy. Old people saying, turn that shit down. Get your boy back around, and I'm about to put it down. Yeah, I'm about to act a clown. Now, what's up? What's happening? 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 All about my dividends. What don't you understand? Free dipping, feed the man. It ain't shit to break a mic and get the crowd hype and make them hoes wild. Up in his hands, I ain't gon' stunt, man. I can't buy the bar, but I bet I can be the cleanest nigga you ever saw. I'm raw, sippin' far, throw so far. With my kids in the car who wanna trade places, but I can take it, never quit, so I can make it. That bullshit, I take it, and my pride, I eat it. Product in mind, I let you see it, I be it. The underdog, spittin' my poison in California small. Nope, I'm not a motherfuckin' dog, more like a tiger. Steppin' in my pool and trading cool as raw. I should have a motherfuckin' swear jaw, cause I cut my ass off. Smoking cigarettes, piss that my situation. About to put it down, making haters frown. When my voice make a sound, you can catch me window down. AC up, hot, rolling around town. What's that you hearing? Trump beating so heavy. Old people say, turn that shit down. Get your boy back around, and I'm about to put it down. Yeah, I'm about to act a clown. Now, what's up? 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 Oh, y'all, y'all, y'all be tripping. That's why I be giving, but you know you. Not me, I'm so annoyed. Might catch the Greyhound to Illinois, yeah. But before ya think I'm a coward, stick me a plate and watch me devour. I'm so sweet and sour at the top of the hour. Watch me, see me, do me, rolling like Humvee. Hug, cap, shine, get realer, electrified like Thriller and Manila. Don't give me a gun because I become a caterpillar. I swear, some of these niggas slower than caterpillars, trying to shake back with stacks in my hand. Man, man, I didn't just wishing that I was on $1 million. Y'all bitches with my chick, making flicks, taking pics, sucking on huge chicks. And you haters can suck a huge dick. I'm trying to get rich. Really, really about to put it down, making haters frown. When my voice make a sound, you can catch me window down. AC up, hot, rolling around town. What's that you hearing? Trump beating so heavy. Old people saying, turn that shit down. Yeah, your boy back around, and I'm about to put it down. Yeah, I'm about to act a clown. Now, what's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening?
I get plenty on it. I'm laying down the fresh boys, you binge on it. I'm like, yo, Nitro, get busy on it. You know I brought Benzo to get busy on it. Go ahead, shake your money, make it get busy on it. Throw it back, add the money, make it head get up on it. Double shot to Henny, got me blowing smooth with my brew to chance. And mugga, watch down, cool, cold juice. Got mugga, I know you, mad cousin because mad buzzing. And you old new, don't snooze on a money maker. A money making Maggie, honey bad, I'm a taker. Don't snooze on a money maker. Money making Maggie, honey bad, I'm a taker.
Flower flew over mixtape, which is going to definitely hit him over the head pretty much soon. you know, definitely around the summertime. We're just basically doing our promo and everything on that right now, doing our promo run as far as letting the consumers know, as far as, you know, with the brand and everything, as far as with the, you know, the artists as well. Big shout out to BZ Justin. Shout out to Young Wavy for the famous movement slash campaign, which is definitely going to go down in a major way.
Exactly. And y'all was an official snack, so, you know, good look for that.
That definitely was a good look. Definitely shout out to Fire. Definitely getting your hustle on. I definitely see you out here getting it in.
Trying.
Yes, you are. Next time you have an award show, definitely, I mean, going to put you in there for the most outstanding hustler of the year.
You know, the funny part about it is, I thought I was going to be in something on one of them was last year for, you know, like the awards, but it didn't happen.
Keep it 100. Keep it 100. You got jerked.
It's cool. I mean, I ain't really looking for an award. Yeah, like, they people know. Like, the people know. It is what it is. So, you know. But I got to get you to answer this question. I talked tonight about the pink slime. I don't know if you were listening tonight. Was you paying attention or you was off and on? Okay. So, what's your opinion about, you know what you know now. Would you still eat it? Do you think it's cool?
I mean, based on what they was talking about on that YouTube flip, the clip and everything, I think it's a little suspect. Like, the USDA, they need to do some more research on that because, you know what I'm saying, that stuff can really be, you know, a high risk for somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though they really need to, you know, do some more research on that, really need to dig deeper. And then, you know, once they dig deeper, they can make that final decision and then maybe, you know, pull the plug on it. In my opinion.
Pull the plug on it.
Huh?
No, you were saying pull the plug on it. I know that's right.
Yeah, because, like, based on what they was talking about, all them ingredients and stuff like that, it put up a lot of red flags on my mind.
You know what? Some of y'all going to leave here tonight or tomorrow and go get a hamburger. That's the funny shit about it. But now I'm getting, like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, they serving this stuff to the kids, and we probably ate it when we was kids. You know, it's been going on for a long time, and just didn't start, you know, at the end of the day. They're trying to save some money. But from my understanding, they're giving the opportunity to the schools and whatever to pick whether they want the lower end, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, you're not, though.
Yeah, but they. Yeah, definitely. I hear that. Definitely, for sure. They need to dig real deep into that. They need to get them fine researchers that's out there that's getting paid major guap. You know what I'm saying? And really dig deep into that and then make that final decision from there.
Yeah. And then you know what, too? Like, if you eat a large amount of. You say if you're eating burgers all day long.
Yeah,
you know what
no
I mean?
Doubt.
Like, how do they determine that part of it? You know,
yeah.
Like, you eat one burger, that's cool, but like if you eat a whole bunch of them,
right? Like
yeah.
I keep it a minimum anyway, though. I ain't even going front. Like, I just had a nice Whopper the other day from Burger King on a late night when we was coming from the radio station.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All the time.
That flame broiler taste, no question.
Why does Burger King always smell like it's burning, though? Like, this shit's on fire over there. Like, I mean, I know it's flame broil, but damn.
Yeah, they got that good charcoal over there. That's what it is, that good charcoal taste.
Right.
It's up there in that top three.
It smells like it's like 1 second away from burning the fuck up over there. Like, you can smell
exactly.
Like it's lots.
Exactly.
So, yeah, crazy. But, all right, so what we got going on music-wise? You got the shows? What's going on with the shows?
Oh, you know, definitely we on everything that you got pumping out, any events that you got pumping out, we got, you know, that we definitely going to rock out with you. We definitely want to give out the Twitters and everything. We'll keep, you know, the consumers up to date. You can follow BZ Justin on Twitter, follow Water Wavy on Twitter, and follow me, Mizzy Valari, last name you know, VOLARIE, and then we'll definitely keep the consumers up to date as far as with that. As far as with
yeah,
the
tell
music,
them what it means. You want to tell them what it means?
Oh, yeah, it means fly in French. It means fly in French. I did my research on that, you know. So it's definitely something different, something exclusive that I wanted to, you know what I mean, just throw out there, put it up on the Twitter. You know, something exclusive, something new and fresh, you
right.
know, at the end of the day. So as far as the music and everything, we definitely go to him over the head, the Air It Outers, next Monday. Going to give him a nice premiere. You're definitely going to be the first one fired to blast off with it. I mean, it's going to
mm-hmm.
be called Drinks in the Air. And we're definitely going to premiere that. Yeah, Drinks in the Air, you know, do that two-step. Get your Diddy Bop on with that. Definitely a nice club song. That, huh?
Diddy Bop on.
Yeah, get your Diddy Bop on, you know. Get your little two-step on. Get your dance on, you know. Get your little drink in your hand or whatever.
Okay.
We pop up. You know, so definitely all the Air It Outers, you know, tune in next Monday. We're definitely going to call up. We're probably going to be like the next, you know, first few people in line. Maybe
uh-oh.
About 10-ish. Maybe about 10-ish or so. We trying to Bogart. That's what we trying to do. We trying to get up on that
job. Yeah, I told you.
First
you are early.
I know. No, we trying to get first dibs on that next Monday, though, for real.
They all say that. And the funny part about it is I don't have no control over who's first, who's second. It is what it is. They be trying back to back, and it's still, it does what it do. Like, I don't have no control over it. So,
yeah, definitely.
All right, well, give them your Twitter one more time so they can...
All right, basically, they could get at me for business or for shows or anything like that. First, they could get at me at NizzyFamousFlyboys@yahoo.com. And as far as my Twitter is Nizzy Volari, first name Nizzy, N-I-Z-Z-Y, last name, you know, Volari, V-O-L-A-R-I-E, which means fly in French. So they can definitely get at me on there. And we definitely going to keep them up to date as far as, like, what we doing. You know
there
what I'm saying?
Go. There
all
you
right.
go. Okay. That's the stuff. So I appreciate you calling in.
No doubt.
Like this stuff. All right.
All right.
So busy and all, young wavy.
Yeah. No doubt.
All right.
Famous.
And congrats on the gift cards.
No doubt. We out here. We getting it. Definitely gonna hit y'all over the heads next Monday. All right.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. We got like a half left. And the people that's on the line, and I haven't got to you, I'm going to get to you. So don't go nowhere, all right? So, again, tonight's topic is about that pink slime, that good stuff. Geez, I want to know what's in it. You know, they can chop all the stuff up from the different parts of the cow. And mixed it up, cleaned it with some ammonia, you know, the real good stuff you clean your house with and stuff like that. And drained it really well and then serve it to you. Okay. And it's in your stores right now at a grocery store near you. Okay. Shout out to all the vegans. I don't know how y'all do it, man. I don't know if I can go total vegan. You know what I mean? I've been trying to do the veggie thing, trying to stay away from the red meat. I kind of backslid a couple times here and there, but, you know, I'm trying. Like, especially after this stuff, you'd be like, oh, my God. So anyway, shout out to TGIF. Thursday nights is We the Best Karaoke and Video, right? And I'll be there April the 19th to host that joint. So shout out to TGIF. It gives me the opportunity. That is 1,000 City Line Avenue, and shout out to, Caesar for giving me the opportunity. Shout out to Tim, and shout out to Sneaker Villa, man. I got my promo stuff from them the other day. Like, I got a lot of promo things that I can give away at the events. I had some before. I don't know if anybody got any. Got the little, you know, keychains or whatever it was. You know, to go around your neck, and also the wristbands. So, I'm working my way up slowly. We're working on getting you over there at the building, Meek Mill is over there on Broad Street. You know, Meek has his picture out there. So I'm working on Air It Out Radio, y'all. So, you know, working on that. So anyway, shout out to everybody tuning in so far. And like I said, the Underground Kindness is coming out the magazine, so look out for that. Air It Out Radio Tour, June 8th. Y'all can catch me on Back Here 2.0 on Thursdays, 1 to 3. And Official Smack Radio on Saturday, 12 to 3. All right, so got a lot of stuff going on. And if y'all don't know, April 1st is Back Here Radio. They're doing something at the Blockley. All right, I don't really know the – well, wait a minute. Let me show y'all the address. It's 38 in Chestnut. All right, and shout out to P-Funk for giving us the opportunity to be at this event. And like I said, it's at the Blockley. And I don't know if they have any more artists performing. It's $15 to get in. Young Savage, Lee Mason, and Moose and Twist. I never say his name right. You know, I stuck that name, so don't pay me no mind. This is 72, and like I said, that's 38 in Chestnut. That's April the 1st, all right? So y'all come check that out. Support that. Back Here Radio World fam. I posted it on Twitter in case y'all need more info. Y'all can hit up P-Funk for more details on that in case y'all want to perform or whatever the case is. And if they got any more performance slots left. Okay? So, let's see. Shout out to Nizzy for coming through. That was his first time he was a virgin. You know, we broke his, you know, virginity. And, you know, we like to do that. I usually have my bang bangs or whatever, so I'm going to work on that. So, anyway, we're going to go on to the next caller, 5115, Air It Out Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up? What is
it? It's Poppy. Go get him, a.k.a. Call Me B, Philly Have Not, Liberty University, Air It Out Radio, all that shit.
Poppy, go get him. See, I need
Say it again.
Poppy.
Say it twice. Tweet it twice.
I know. Poppy, go get him. What?
Say
I wouldn't say it's like saying it. That. Like, you know, I want to, you know.
Yeah, so
anyway, what's going on with you?
What's going on with me, man? I'm just trying to keep busy. I got a couple drones happening on the side.
Oh, yeah?
Other than this mixtape that everybody keep hearing about, this Pop Quiz Hot Shot mixtape everybody keep talking about and keep asking me about and shit. That's going to come in. It's coming in April. So that's what's happening. Also, I got, I'm on DJ Butterfingers, the Independent Takeover Value 1 mixtape just dropped tonight at 12 o'clock on Dat Piff. So y'all can hop on and download that joint for free. And also, around the time that I'm dropping the mixtape, I'm also on DJ Dreidel's project, the Impact Players Volume 8. So all that shit will be happening around the same time. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to gather up and drop it. You know what I mean? I should have came on Saturday and showed some love, but I had some priors. And also, I wasn't going to be performing anyway, but I should have came and showed love anyway. But, yeah, I'm just trying to focus everything on these internet radio
things.
You
said you had some priors?
What, some priors?
I thought you said I had some priors.
Yeah.
What? You did say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know.
Like prior engagement? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But,
those priors.
Okay.
Not the other prior.
Yeah, okay.
Shut up. Well, anyway, yeah, so I got a lot coming in. You know, I'm working with Machete King on a bunch of shit, working with Kaz on a bunch of shit. Kaz on his thing, I don't know if he just put it up. I just got the link on Facebook. He got his own, like, production company or whatever.
Who is
this? Maxwell, Kaz. You know, Kaz from Have Not Even Performed at, like, all the LU events, all the Air It Out events.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and y'all just can't seem to get his name right. One time.
I didn't mess it up, did I? Yeah, you did. I did. Oh, my damn, I'm full of it. I look, you already know I fuck people's name up, so it is what it is. Yeah, because I was calling him Case, right? Kaz, you just calling him all types. Kaz, whatever. But yeah, no, yeah, I got, I mean, you know, I heard the dog came through
and she got a swag back up on the performance tip at the event on Saturday. I just want to give a shout out to her because, you know,
I can't wait till the video drops. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, man, she doing. Yeah, you know, I had to put her on the mixtape. She on the mixtape. She on the I guess I got my swagger back track So I think that's what really boosted her to get her shit and get it popping, you know what I mean? Because she got her swagger back after she laid the verse on that track. And that joint was going crazy. So I just, you know,
okay.
I mean? I'm going to take a little credit for that, just a little bit.
Listen to you. Guy, tweet me. We'll find out the real deal. No. So anyway, I know you got your opinion about this slime thing. So what's your opinion about it?
All I gotta say is you get what you pay for. That's it. That's really the bottom line of it all. You get what you pay for. I mean, everybody can't afford to go to Joe's Whole Foods and Bar and Grill and shit, you know what I mean? And sometimes that dollar menu just be helping out. So, you know what I mean? I guess you can spread it out, level it out. At 3 o'clock in the morning when you come home from the club, everything ain't open or niggas ain't trying to cook shit. You got to go to Checkers and get your fucking bacon double cheese melt mushroom sandwich. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know what I mean? Whatever. We all eat a little ammonia in our day. It ain't going to kill you.
Right. I know that's right. Look, they add just enough ammonia in there not to kill you.
We all good. I mean, we just don't OD on it. But, I mean, you got to eat healthy and all that shit. But at the same time, you got to work with what you can work with. So, I mean, whatever.
Listen, all them vegans out there, listen, you are not, just because y'all eating healthy and y'all not exercising and y'all sitting home and eating whatever and sitting on the couch, it doesn't mean you healthy as a motherfucker. You have to exercise and keep yourself active, you know, at the end of the day. Shit, you might not live forever either. The fuck
right.
I said you eat. So, yeah. All right, so what are we getting into tonight?
So last time I was on, I dropped the exclusive joint where I shouted you out, the Breeze joint. But I think since it's nice out, you know what I mean, I'm going to go with something a little more upbeat, something a little more uplifting. Let's go with Somebody Should Have Told You. That should have been in the same three joints I sent you. Don't do that. It's all in the same file. It's all in the same email. You know what I mean? Somebody should have told you.
Are you naming it like that? Somebody should have told you. You think you ballin'? Is
yeah. Are you reading these off to me right now?
Yes, I'm reading them off to you.
Somebody should have told you. That's the one I'm gonna play.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. No. I'm looking for that one. I don't see that one. I know. Why do I always have trouble with yours?
You don't, actually. We actually been pretty good.
Yeah,
you know,
it seemed like I'm having.
So I don't know why it's happening, but
I got sleepy head.
All right, play sleepy head then. Play sleepy head, because I don't want to waste no time. People trying to get on.
Yeah, I don't know. We have to.
Don't worry about it. Play sleepy head. We'll work it out.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to play sleepy head.
I like this track anyway. So, I mean, go ahead. Spin it. Just keep your head. Who's this on this? I can't remember the name of the band that's on it. I want to say False of the People, but I know it ain't. So, it's some white boys that I fuck with. You know what I mean? We did the dubstep remix. Bang. Pop Quiz Hot Shot. Aired Out Radio. You already know what it is. Probably go get him at me on Twitter, and that's where you're going to find me. Boom.
She loves the fashion light. She lives the fastest life. She's always camera ready. She's always fast as tight. If we could kill, she'd be a mass murderer. Suicide bombing anybody, nothing personal. She is a Martian. She is a goddess. Put up a conference. Go pay your homage. She pops her passion pit. Throw up your dollars. So raise your glasses till it's sleepy head hollering. Right through the dark, looking for a light, so what I do, why not?
stars like Cameron Thatcher. Play your part like Tony Danza. Who's the boss? Who's the news? Who knows who do the call? It's me, B. Feeling like Bruce Springsteen, Wayne, Banner, Lee, I channel and fuse them all. Sweep your heads off, sneezing off. I shoot to that backboard, shadows ain't bad, then rebound a roof and fall. Style, style, sonic, boom, cat, crowd, mommy, boom, the pack, crowd, light and smooth in the hottest shoes. All I gotta do is crack a smile to get it, got it good. Everything. I know over everything, flying over everything. I look down on everything. She loves the songs I sing, will do anything to let me bang. She would never tell a thing, she put that on her wedding ring. Does your husband know the way that the sunshine cleans up your wedding? Man, that light shine so bright that no pocket can hide your hand. Let me help you, bigger than the promised land. I am Elton Rocket Man, flyer than a guy in a cockpit trying to land, but can't find no land. I am Prince Angel, airborne, groundless, playborn. They grounded claymores. Hey y'all, rounds of something. Gave y'all clouded judgment. Brainstorms, light hate on them. But this really gives me more of a 3-point test. Football head like hey Arnold. Think me sick, be in the club, throw glitter up. Getting low with the titties out. Send a cut and I fill a cup. Then I send it up, then I fill it up. And then I send it out, then I pick it up. Then I park it, every time the garbage I throw her out of the car. I guess that makes me a litter bug. She loves those flashing lights. She lives the fastest life. She's always camera ready. She's always passing sight. If we could kill, she'd be a mass murderer. Suicide bombing anybody, nothing personal. She is a Martian. She is a goddess. Put up an offering. Go pay your homage. She pops her passion pit. Throw up your dollars. So raise your glasses till it's sleepy head hollow.
Yeah, it's the season for ripping these people bitches. Backsliding, switch hitting, no match for VAD. There's two monsters that's on a mission. Like minds that act a fool. Night crawlers are fucking menace. Beast man, you call them fool. Bitch nigga, your time is through. Yeah, pussies for penetration. I suggest you get the shake in the spot and switch locations. Philly, I never been. You niggas ain't worth relations. Cause I break you off quick like Bobbitt with castrations. Rip you silly bitches like shirts that get torn. I'm hot, so call me demon. You suckers just lukewarm. Verbal assassination, you niggas, I puke on. And you really don't want to see be in my physical form. I spit truth, my shit is fire. You clowns are just for show, which means you about as fake as the blind you throw, ho. Keep on faking the jack. Keep on think you niggas goons and get your spot shot up like old Western saloons, niggas.
Working for a living, the rate you go. See, it's fine and dandy to go out with these guys. And it's fine and dandy to drive around in their car and have them take you to an expensive restaurant for dinner. But if all you get out of it is a fuck, then you's a hoe. But you get yourself a fabulous motor vehicle, a fine house, and can afford to pay for your own meals, then girlfriend, you are in business.
She on the level with role ballers, gangsters, and known pimps. Casino type money, she stays stacking them shit. Yeah, she a go getter. 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 She on the level with role ballers, gangsters, and known pimps. Casino type money, she stays stacking them shit. Yeah, she a go getter. 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 She a go getter. Yeah, top notch boss. She ain't looking for no handout. She get it at any cost. In the morning, got a 9 to 5. And if that money ain't enough, then she hustle on the side. She ain't worried about no nigga, cause she make her own chips. Crib decked out, plus she push her own whip. She's a 5-star chick. Stank popping them tags with the riches of them heels. Blue with your powder bags and her hair stays done. Nails to match her toes and her hands and feet both. And sink to match her clothes. Yeah, she's pocket dough. She's a winner for show. She's an independent superstar and she won't let you know. She on a level with rollers, ballers, gangsters, and no pimps. Casino type money, she stays stacking them chips. Yeah, she a go getter. 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 She on a level with rolling ballers, gangsters, and known pimps. Casino type money, she stays stacking them chips. Yeah, she a go getter. 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 If she want it, she'll buy it. Or if she win it, she'll try it. But she gon' tell you how it is. She ain't with all that line. She's not a roll up a ride. Your little mama's on fire. But she gon' tell you she can get it. She don't need you beside her. My y'all some more when she drinking. Stay in the VIP section and make it rain. That's her weather prediction. Yeah, she a chef in the kitchen. But making money's a mission. So make your money talk loud. If it's not, she ain't listening. She got a figure with bigger figures. Her bank on the 7 digits. She's ballin' like falling. Ain't got no time for no pigeons. So if you're in it, you're in it. But if you're watching, bear witness. And she gon' show you how to get it. Cause she stay on her business. She on a level with rollers, ballers, gangsters, and known pimps. Casino type money, she stays stacking them chips. Yeah, she a go getter. 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 She on a level with rollers, ballers, gangsters, and known pimps. Casino type money, she stays stacking them chips. Yeah, she a go getter. 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 She on a level with rollers, ballers, gangsters, and known pimps. Casino type money, she stays stacking them chips. Popping collars and tags, she rolling Lexus and jazz. She got that 5% skin, what would grain on the dash? She call the shot like a nigga do when she stay on the grind. So cheap talk, get the walking money, stay on the mind. Yeah, she a chef in the kitchen, but making money submission. So make your money talk loud. If it's not, she ain't listening. She got a bigger with bigger figures. I'm back on the 7 digits. She's balling like falling. Ain't got no time for no pigeons. So if you're in it, you're in it. But if you're watching, bear witness. And she gon' show you how to get it, cause she stay on the business. She on a level with rollers, ballers, gangsters, and known pimps. Casino type money, she stays stacking them chips. Yeah, she a go getter. 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 She on the level with rollers, ballers, gangsters, and known pimps. Casino type money, she stays stacking them chips. Yeah, she a go getter. Yeah, she a go getter. Yeah, she a go getter. Yeah, she a go getter.
Hey, this is Micah Centahan. You're listening to. You can check us out on MicahCentahan.com, MySpace, Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at FLIP_AYE.
At our radio is at Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Okay? 347-677-1163 is the number to call. You almost out of this joint, so ain't no point. Got some calls on the line. Y'all can always press 1 if y'all want to just get shout-outs. I know I'm going to get to everybody that's still here. I got, like, maybe 3 or 4 callers left. So, anyway. So, this is about the promo that I'm just going to try to make sure I get everybody in here. And shout-out to Nizzy. He won those tickets. Not tickets, but the gift card. So, shout out to him. He's going to eat good at TGIF. All right, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 1777. You?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm fire.
This fire,
what is?
It's the one and only. This who was haggling me at Black and
Nobel
the other day.
Haggling?
The one and only. Fire
never
happened.
Reno?
from Torino.
And listen, keep some Anita Baker, you know, a little loving. And tell them the artist in the city coming out May 1st. I don't stop quoting it. They get mad when I say that, yo. You know,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of artists, they be like, yo, what's your album called? I'm like, Hudson City. Eyebrow girl. They like, huh? Listen, man. The bars speak for themselves. You would think I'm mainstream already.
Right, right. Okay. Why ain't got no music in here, yours?
Listen, I don't really tweet because I got real fans. So, you know what I mean? And I got real followers. So, like, when I peeped the Twitter today, I had to get on and show love. So you're going to get my music ASAP. What you're going to do is at the end of your show tonight, you're going to tweet me the email, and I got you. And when you wake up, you're going to have fun. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're going to have that Anita Baker, actually. You know what I mean?
I'm going to have that Anita Baker. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with
you. That's how right now for me.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, can we do that? Yeah, you have since I've had Backhead 2.0. I don't have nothing from you over there either.
Actually, I had something from them. They told me it was hot. It just was rough. The email said, watch it.
Yeah, right.
I had to send it radio friendly, so I was like, all right. So, you mean, you're going to get the bundle. You're going to get the bundle package this weekend. You know what I mean? I'll get the bundle package, you know.
Okay.
Shout out to Batcave, you know. Y'all got a million kids, for real.
Yeah, right. Thank you for coming out for the Batcave 2.0 event, too. That was love.
Hey, shout out to everybody who's been on here. Shout out to the brother from Louisiana.
Yeah.
I got to talk everywhere. You got a problem everywhere, man. So big salute, for real. Like, you know what I mean? I've definitely been listening. Shout out to the boy Eberta, yo. I mean, Eberta, that's real shit, yo. None of them DJs is fucking trying to give you anything free right now. You know what I mean? But with a lot of artists that I love right now, I guess coming up, even myself, shit, I've been doing this for a decade strong, and I know damn near everybody. New, old, vet, whatever. You gotta sometimes pay like you weigh, you know what I mean? You gotta be a self-made boss, and you know, I'm definitely a self-made boss, so when that price comes, if I like it, I pay it. If I don't, I don't got to, you know what I'm saying, you know?
I know that's right.
I mean, I'll definitely put that mug up, because you gotta put that mug up sometimes. You mean,
right.
You gotta make the best of your money.
If you got it, then put it out. Like, to make it happen faster, do what you gotta do, you know? So, but definitely appreciate you calling up. We definitely gotta get some tracks in here. And I'll shoot you the email.
We're gonna get that Anita Baker. I'm gonna end up cutting into whoever the world permits. No disrespect. You know what I mean? When I try to hang you at the show, I'm like, yo, I got that mother. Let me put that mother up and do an extra joint.
Okay.
But you know,
definitely.
We'll get it in there.
Just send it. I'm sending you the tweet now, so you will have no excuse, and we'll just go from there. No excuses. So there you go.
And I got that only standard message. Yeah, we all got messages.
Right. Make sure you send me a drop too when you get a chance.
No doubt. And shout out to my man, DJ Benz. A lot of artists on here. Get with my man, DJ Benz, at wordpress.com/DJ Benz. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you right now, that's a DJ that do the damn thing and don't want nothing. For real. You know what I mean? He out there for y'all. All right.
That's what's up. We're going to keep it moving. But I appreciate you coming through.
Tell him stuff. Watch what you eat, man.
Yeah, definitely.
And watch what you eat, because when you look out the window and everybody looking like the Walking Dead, you're going to know why. It's in the food.
Exactly. All right,
no doubt. I'm out here.
All right, babe. Cheers. All right. Shout out to Reno and Sinatra. Definitely seeing some love here at our radio.
All right, we got to get them tracks in there. So hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Let me see. We're going to go to... Listen, I'm at my two callers right now, actually. I think just, 51. I got you already. I'm Poppy Go Get 'em. Try to Poppy Go Get 'em. 4578.
Yo, what's up with you? This Young Nah.
Young Nah, what's the deal?
Nah, what's good?
What's up, babe? I'm not going to be able to play the track. I got one track to play, but I can't play anybody else's track by the end of the night. I'm sorry. I know I'm toward the end, but, you know, I know y'all going to beat me up, but, you know, I could play some of it. I could cut it off if you want.
Oh, that's cool. But I just wanted to say thank y'all. Know what I mean, I had fun at the joint at Black and Nobel. I feel good.
Man,
yeah,
you
won
them damn things. You are lucky, motherfucker.
I know. I feel lucky. You must be my charm, man.
Yeah, you won there. You won Without Radio like last week, right?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
I never picked up the gift cards. What, I gotta go there?
No, I told you to send me the address. I got the address.
I sent you my address and my number.
I know, I just saw it in the email, so you'll be getting it. You just sent it to me. So, all right, but give me a shout out to everybody so we can keep it moving.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to my team, Diesel on the track, not me, A1, like everybody, man, everybody that was at Black and Nobel, not me. Hopefully soon, Two Original will be playing on Air It Out Radio. Know what I mean? When I do my Batcave interview, I'm going to bring an exclusive up there for y'all. So, know what I mean? I'm ready.
Okay.
Trying to take over this shit.
All right. Give me the info really, really quick.
At Young9267, YoungNah267.
All right. There it is. All right, babe. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right. And I'll read you.
That was 79:15. Hey, Shadow, what's up with you?
You know what? Why the hell are you so damn late? Why you hang up?
Hey, folks, I've been on a long damn time.
You and everybody else.
NGA at the same damn time. Blood Money Pure Plenty at the same damn time. Taking long and strong at the same damn time.
You know what? Now, fiction, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know. But anyway, congrats on the money that y'all won down here at the show. You know, why not?
It's all good. It's all good. We just came down ATL, Island Cafe, won first place. They gave us a stat, radio promotion, magazine, front page, studio time. We'll be back down here in a couple weeks. Shadow, Air It Out Radio, back here 2.0. Everybody in Philly, I was, you know what I'm saying, rooting for us, my whole 100 strong team. And y'all hop on the Twitter at nonfiction100, at AKBMF for life, at West Nile FKD, at Team No Sleep Row, at IRS Mr. Whippet. Hop on the Facebook, check out the pictures, the trophy, all that. And,
okay.
We're going to get into some music next week.
Yeah, definitely. All right, shout out to Blood Money and all y'all, Honey Strong over there. Shout out to AK and Stroll too.
Hey, AK, how you gonna forget two letters?
What do you mean? No, I was got distracted.
Shut up.
Hey,
cool.
I know it. No, I got distracted. Shut up. Anyway, I'm gonna let you go. Thanks for calling up. Late as. You call it number 10. But I appreciate you calling up. Shout out to y'all. Make sure y'all make it back safe and all that good stuff.
No doubt we having a ball out here. Even the road trip is fine, but we got like 9-10 songs that are made up just on the road.
Okay. All right, well, let me get into this last track I got to get into. I'm going to let y'all go. And shout out to all y'all. And make sure y'all be safe coming back.
All right, first.
All right. Air It Out Radio with Cedric Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. You can catch me every Monday, 10 to 1. I'm going to get into my last track with Tanji from in French Montana. right? So I'm going to end the show with that. Catch me every Monday, 10 to 1, at onradio.net. We out of this bitch. You officially been smacked.
Taj, what up, French?
In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch. Trying to get me a Rover, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, in the kitchen with soda. In the kitchen with soda, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch. Trying to get me a Rover, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, in the kitchen with soda. In the kitchen with soda, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch. Trying to get me a Rover, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda. In the kitchen with
you
soda,
know
in the kitchen with soda, trying to stretch up the
cup. I flipped 6 bricks in 2 days and ain't flaunt it. Damn, it feel good to see people up on it. Usually when I whip my work, they don't want it. But when I tell them 8 for the ounce, they jump on it. I'm on the stove like old grease. Arm and hammer and stand up a police. Every time I chef for O, I get a free 6. Work from the mafia and I don't mean 3-6. Nah, what you know about 1 stove, 3 bricks? Work sticking to the pot like high grits. Everybody got work, but it's not this. After this flip, I'm decorating my wrist. Work fresh out the pot, honeycomb. Hancock to the side, honeycomb. Can't call me on this line, it's the money phone. I heard the feds is in town, money gone.
In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch. Trying to get me a Rover, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, in the kitchen with soda. In the kitchen with soda, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch. Trying to get me a Rover, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, in the kitchen with soda. In the kitchen with soda,
I just whipped up a chain, I just whipped up a watch. I just whipped up a crib, I just whipped up a drop. Early up with Jehovah, in the kitchen with soda. Make sure all my on, then my mission is over. Had a vision from the peak, triumph and defeat. I'ma whip it to the feds talk, ride it to the wheels fall. Off, low, hard, soft, catch him with the ceiling back. 40 get your meal and crack. Never so big and soda how we did it. Watching all the flies with the highest bidder. Made me want to blow in the kitchen with the soda. Whipping up and ask them all, middle finger to the law, Montana.
In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch. Trying to get me a Rover, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, in the kitchen with soda. In the kitchen with soda, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch. Trying to get me a Rover, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, in the kitchen with soda.
That's
in
right.
The kitchen with soda, trying to stretch up the
cover. Look, what up, bro? What's happening there?
Check me.
Use the runner.
I's
the captain there. Work up in them cabinets. Coca-Cola, Yola, mixing all them. Just love us, we them Coke boys. Coke boys, selling in that old swell. Reese's peanut butter, coupe and jury, super slow down. Scared to bring your hoe round. She's a top dealer, hop a sack, chase a slide. I already got the lowdown. They hate it when you come up, but love it when you go down. Yeah, we got streaks, but I bet you know now. Still in them kitchens, it's a bake sale. They snatch you up, got shackled up and couldn't make bail.
In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch. Trying to get me a Rover, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, in the kitchen with soda. In the kitchen with soda, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch. Trying to get me a Rover, trying to stretch up a Coca. In the kitchen with soda, in the kitchen with soda. In the kitchen with soda, trying to stretch up a Coca.
Air it out, radio.